Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in New York. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is in fact intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your crop detector now? See?
Right. Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Buffer. 1 o'clock.
Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Moo moo, coo coo. How you doing?
Wah 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 wah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What you don't know could fill a book.
Oh, boy, you.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, get him out of here, please.
Maybe they wouldn't mind resetting that computer over there.
My God, I hate those guys.
There they go.
They're good at resetting the computer, though.
And they do love Ron.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, be wet.
Hi.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Mike. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Papadopoulos and all the ships at sea. You know, yesterday, Secretary of Defense, and today it's the Secretaries of Dove. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Friday. Mike?
Friday!
Come on.
on? What's the deal?
What? No, I'm sorry. I was distracted. I apologize. I was trying to help out here. I didn't. We had a little meltdown with the computer at the beginning of the show.
Always. Always we do. Okay, move it just a little bit that way.
This way?
No, a little bit this way.
This way?
No, this way.
Oh, that way.
This way, right. There you go. Nice. That, a little more.
Huh?
A little more. Mike, would you put it in the right spot?
Yep.
Mike knows the right spot. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Technically, whose fault is that? Is that Joe's fault?
I don't know. You know, in
no, he's not retarded.
You know what? The way to solve this.
Yes.
You know, I have a computer at home, and I'm really good at like working on it, and I know what buttons to push. So somebody just give me a little primer, and when I come in here and sit over here in my space when we get the show started, I'll do all the setting up of it, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
And I'll try to remember it every single day.
Okay.
And then Don can yell at me if it gets screwed up.
No, because I'll remind you to.
You know,
because I set up my computer.
I was trying to help, but I don't know what button to push where that goes there with that whole thing.
You know, it's amazing. We're sure we got 5,000 lieutenants on this show. Really, we've got a huge support staff on this show, and we come in every day. And without fail, the studio's never set up.
Yeah, and then I get bumped into every day.
Anyway.
By Joe, with his head down and his mouth open.
Let me see, where were we? Oh, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. That's still pretty tight. That's close enough for government work.
Absolutely.
So, hi, and welcome to the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is one of your black listeners.
Ah, one of our black listeners. Hello there.
Yeah, hello, buddy.
Well, hello there.
Hey, hi, Buzz.
Hi, how you doing?
I was just calling to see what the F was that yesterday, Don and Mike.
That was the defenses of secretaries. I mean, the secretary of the defenses.
That was some BS. That's exactly
that is. All right, I'm glad you brought that up. Hey. Thank you for the calls, though.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Keep it real in the field. Peace to your mother. Peace out.
I didn't get a chance to listen. You know, normally when they tell me to clear out of here, I go to Nova Scotia.
Here is the drill that on the way home Wednesday night, which would be night before last, I'm in the Batmobile, and I get the call. From Commissioner Linewand.
Right.
And he says...
Acting!
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Acting!
And I think the reason that they didn't want us on the air yesterday was some of the things that, unfortunately, we're going to say today.
They were afraid. They were afraid of us.
The deal is that Infinity, our company, had this deal... Yes,
always a nice round of applause for Infinity Broadcasting it up for them.
This deal where they were going to get the Secretary of Defense to do like a town hall show,
right.
A call-in show about Iraq and about America going to war with Iraq. And the problem, as I understand it, was that they had no radio station in Washington, D.C. to carry this program.
Hmm.
Now, Infinity owns... a lot of stations in D.C.
Yeah. People were laughing when I was explaining this to them, and it's making me laugh all over again hearing you explain it. And, you know, when you called me on Thursday night, on Wednesday night, I didn't believe you.
No.
When you first said, I thought you was joshing.
No, it is, it's just ridiculous that they say, okay, the Secretary of Defense is going to do a radio show.
Town hall meeting.
For an hour. It's going to be hosted by one of the old men from 60 Minutes. And I guess everybody from Infinity, all of the brand new rats that sit on top of the giant pile of cheese, they came into town in their ratmobile. And apparently they were at the Pentagon, the Infinity rats were, and they were thinking, wow, this doesn't look good for the company that this is Infinity Radio presents the Secretary of Defense, yet... there's no radio station in Washington that's carrying this.
I'm certainly glad it wasn't a last-minute decision.
So Alan calls me on Thursday night.
Right. Wednesday night.
Excuse me, Wednesday night. Right, last night was Thursday night. I'm sorry. Wednesday night he calls and he says, he gives me that story, and he says, and the company would really appreciate it if you guys would step aside.
Yeah.
And as I was listening yesterday, I realized why, and also the fact that I got a call yesterday morning After we were told to take the day off yesterday because they're going to run this one-hour show, and they didn't want us anywhere near this one-hour show with the Secretary of Defense.
Gotcha. No, they were afeared.
Yeah.
We frightened them.
I get a call from our executive producer, Charles Loring Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
The phone. Thank you, Rob. I got that kind of phone at home.
That's great.
And I pick it up, and here's what he says to me.
He's agitated.
Sure.
Now, normally, these guys, our many producers and myself, we select the best of that runs during holidays and sick days and stuff like that.
And it is specifically selected for maximum entertainment value.
But generally the way that I've done this now, they'll just say, okay, pick from this pile and pick from this pile and then just figure out which bit goes where. Well, Charlie called me yesterday and said, I got the weirdest call from Alan Linewand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Alan said to make sure that we're very careful what we run between 4:30 and 5 o'clock tomorrow,
yeah.
In the between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. because, and this is a direct quote, the president will be listening.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Now,
between 4:30 and 5 o'clock,
right.
W, listening to our show.
Like wow. He couldn't turn the knob on any other day
uh-huh.
and hear the show.
Right.
So I said to Charlie, well, what are our options?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a list of bits. As, well, you know,
all of them strip trivia.
What sounds good to me is, how about going, me and Mike called the Elvis Presley Jr. Psychic Hotline.
There you go.
So we've been asked to step aside because, frankly, they thought it would be awkward. I think it would have made for great radio to have us on doing the show, then stopping all of a sudden at 5 o'clock for a straight news program, then coming on afterwards to talk about how...
Doing our analysis.
How really great the show was.
And, I just suddenly realized why they asked us to step aside.
And the idea was... but they didn't let us down here at WJFK, at least. I know that at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car with my wife, and I heard, of course it was mistimed, where we're coming up on 5 o'clock, and they're running our bit where we are calling the Elvis Presley psychic hotline.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a girl's voice comes on and just says, we interrupt the Don and Mike show to bring you the following presentation.
Yoo-hoo!
With the Secretary of State.
Yoo-hoo!
Donald Rumsfeld.
Hmm.
And then Steve Croft comes on from the Pentagon, and as they are talking, and he's talking to the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
I hear in the left channel our show bleeding through.
Oh, no.
Because they preempted us here on WJFK and on some other Infinity stations that we're broadcast
right,
on.
Right.
But the show had to continue running on the rest of the non-Infinity stations that are on our network.
Mm-hmm. So we had to actually continue running the tape.
Yeah, so... While I'm in the car with my wife, and we're listening to this, we're hearing very discreetly in the left channel,
my name is Elvis Presley. How you doing?
No.
Hey, this is Elvis Presley.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, dear.
We want to ask about our friend Buzz. How's Ooh. Buzz doing?
And, you know, to hear the laughter, to hear Rob's laugh, Rob's, yeah, that, just at a very low level in the left channel.
As they were beginning their town meeting?
Yeah,
we just can't do it here, can we?
I listened for about 5 minutes, and I thought, you know, much as it pains me to be a team player, I got to get to a telephone call the station and tell them. So I called up about 5 minutes after 5 yesterday. I said, hi, you know, the Donald Rumsfeld show is on, but I'm still hearing our show in the left channel. And I guess it's because the crappy conditions we have, the crappy equipment we have, is the reason that it was
maybe
that it would. No, it's because they were running out of production too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is the worst production room in the world with the oldest board, production board in the room, and buttons that don't work and wires that have not been connected since the 1970s. And everywhere I went yesterday, everybody said, well, how come you're not on the radio? Is something wrong? You know, are you sick? Did you get fired? Did you get hit by a car? Did something happen to Mike? And every time I would say no, the Secretary of Defense is coming on at 5 o'clock today, and we've been asked to stay at home.
I was telling people yesterday that we were doing it to serve our country.
Yeah, well, keep telling yourself that.
And I will continue to serve my country as best I can.
I just want our listeners to know that we stepped aside because we were asked slash told to.
Mm-hmm.
We were not happy about it.
Right.
Frankly, there is a gazillion other radio stations that that very important radio show could have run on.
Much, much more appropriate.
Why they chose to do it during our show, during a very important rating sweep, I don't know. But I hope you'll listen twice as hard from now on and to ensure the fact, and I promise you that the closest we're ever going to come to real rock-hard news on this show will be our daily Bill O'Reilly thought.
That's
Because the Buzz News show is a lighthearted,
entertaining,
You know, we wear party hats when Buzz gives us the news. But but yesterday was just drop-dead, no pun intended, serious.
Yeah.
This is as serious as we'll get, and it's today's Billy O'Reilly thought of the day.
Good.
Here is Bill O'Reilly.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
There he is.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
That is the Bill O'Reilly
makes some sense.
Thought of the day. Here one more time.
Quite a number of them jammed together. Actually.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
There you go. So that's
in that order.
That's Bill O'Reilly's thought of the day.
So I guess you only get the cocktail after you off somebody.
And that's why we weren't here yesterday. And speaking of the ratings, this is why it was killing me yesterday. We got our monthly Arbotron ratings.
Arbotron.
We told you that we got the Philadelphia ratings on Tuesday.
Right.
And we got the D.C. ratings yesterday.
Now, we are basically at the bottom of Mount Everest. We've got our rappelling gear. We've got our mountain climbing spikes on. We've got our gloves. We've got our oxygen. We're set to climb the mountain. But right now, that mountain is way the hell up there.
The ratings that we inherited were 18th place.
Right.
A 2.2, and that was a three-month average, was a 2.2, was the best that the last show could get. So they isolated the month of October. And in that month, which was our first month of solid programming, of us alone in the afternoon, that's a 5.8 share, and that's good for number one in the market.
Wow.
That is great news. In the first month. But the problem is that you're adding that into 2 months that really are not very good.
Yes.
Which means our overall rating has now gone from a 2.2 to a 3.2,
which is really a wonderful jump. We are we are very, very, we, you know, we want it to happen tomorrow, but this is a great first step.
From 18th to 14th overall. So now, for the record, we're the number 14 ranked afternoon show in Washington, up from number 18.
Right.
We're up in all the other categories, just like we were in Philly. Adults 25 to 54, that's the money demographic, what you advertisers crave. We went from a 2.3 to a 4.0.
Wow.
That would be from 17th place to 7th place.
That's right.
In 1 month. And now, without counting the chickens before they're hatched, the good news is that the next month that we drop in the ratings, since it's a three-month cycle, the guys that had the show before, the month that we're going to be dropping, which I guess would be August, they had a 1.0 share for the entire month. So we're carrying that. And as soon as we get rid of that less gooder month, and we put a more gooder month there, then you're going to see, a jump.
Yeah.
So keeping in mind the fact we say thank you for listening, thank you for being part of the worst to first turnaround here, you can understand yesterday the frustration level that we're not on the air in the middle of the most important rating sweep of the year.
Very important day to be on the air.
Because the company can't find a radio station in Washington, D.C. to run a one-hour special with the Secretary of Defense.
But I sure think we looked good in the eyes of the company. And our country.
And the President.
Well, and the President of the United States.
I know we've not heard anything from any of those people.
Don't you think we should at least now, finally, after being in this city for 18 years, don't you think we should get the invite? And I'm not talking about any piddly-ass little Easter egg roll. I'm talking about
the staff.
We'll never get it.
The two of you in the Lincoln bedroom.
Well, we should, I believe Don and I will get separate invites.
We have.
Don will get it on Italian-American Day.
Yes.
And I will get the invite on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, anyway, all I know is that it was just just awful yesterday. I just want to say, it was just the thought was nice, and I'm sure the show was wonderful if you care about such things. But it sucked ass. And I just want to say that for the record. I was screaming at the radio all day yesterday. I was driving my poor wife nuts yesterday because, you know, I felt fine. Yeah. I wanted to go to work.
Yeah.
And there was a guy coming over to, you know, she is such a crazy broad. Every day she's got some guy coming over to fix something at our house. Well, the fireplace downstairs, it was my wife's thing a couple of years ago. I think after we had the episode in which I nearly burned down the house.
When you left the flue closed.
Right. What she did was...
That aired this week in the 2 o'clock hour, by the way.
Well, what she did was she decided that she would take the room for error out, and she took out the regular fireplaces. I mean, they're there, but she turned them into gas fireplaces, where now you hit a remote control, and you have these logs that appear to be real logs.
I think it's wonderfully convenient. I mean, if you want a little fire, it's the illusion of having real logs, and you just press a button.
They might even be real logs, and you press a button, and a fire comes up, and it's very nice. Well, yesterday...
they're not real logs.
I'm saying to her, you know, they might be.
Well, they can't be.
Well, then they're coated with something... I looked at them yesterday when the guy was taking the thing apart.
But if they were real wood,
I know they'd catch on fire.
They catch them. Right?
I mean, they burn up. Let me think. You know, let me take this thing apart this weekend.
Aren't they ceramic?
It would have to be.
Usually. Michelin. You know, maybe you guys are right. I don't know anything about this. All I know is that yesterday we have a day off, and she says to me, "Oh, great. Then you can stay at home because the guy's coming over to fix the fireplace. He'll be here between 9 and noon. I'm going out with Tamara. I'll see you later. Bye-bye."
Yoo-hoo!
Well,
yoo-hoo!
Come about 3, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, she calls me. Of course, she's happy. She's been out doing her standard drill. She just drives down the road and just throws money out the window. She calls me up, and I pick up the phone, and I'm really not in a good mood. And I go, "Hello." She goes, "What's wrong?" I say, "The guy hasn't shown up yet, the fireplace guy." And I'm petrified. I'm scared to leave my house, right? Because I'm so afraid of my wife, that if I leave, the second I leave, the guy's gonna come over
and you'll get busted,
and I'll get nailed. So she says, I'll be home very soon. I want you to know, though, I've had a great day, and I had a really nice lunch, and I went out antiquing, and it's you know. And she got home, she said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "You know what's wrong with me is that I'm so pissed." I'm so pissed at the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he have
defense.
To go on? Defense. I'm sorry. You know what I meant. Why's he got to go on our show?
Right.
Why our show out of all the stations that they own? Why us?
Did the fireplace man ever come?
Yeah, he showed up, and he had a good excuse. It was somebody's boiler exploded earlier in the day.
Wow. So he had something important to do, a life-saving.
Yeah, and he was nice enough until, you know, he asked me, "Hey, how come you're not doing your radio show today?"
Oh, I got that a million times.
And then I'm trying to explain to him, well, the Secretary of Defense is doing a radio show.
Right.
Well, how come you're not there? And I'm trying to explain, well, because I think that they're afraid that we're going to say something that might piss him off.
Should have just left it at, "I'm a true patriot." That's why. I'm a patriot.
Before he goes on. So anyway, the monthly ratings are great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's listen harder. Let's listen longer. Let's see what happens next month. You guys here in D.C., you're moving us up. Baltimore ratings were up yesterday. Philly ratings are up.
Very good.
Things are looking good.
Good.
Just run the show. That's all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we take enough time off already between our vacations and between our vacations and the impending deaths of all of us. we take enough time off.
Yeah.
Don't make us take any more time off to run a goddamn news special.
Absolutely.
At 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And, especially not in an important time like this.
And if you're wondering what that tremor was, if you live in the D.C. metro area, yesterday at 5 o'clock, the earth shook. It was the sound of radios being turned on.
Oh my God!
It was yesterday at 5 p.m. Right. But anyway, you know, we're here now.
Yeah, and we'd like to say God bless America.
And you know, thanks for the great ratings. And at this point, I thought I would be announcing to you the winner of our American Idiot Contest.
We had said on Wednesday that we would be announcing the winner on Thursday. Of course, we were preempted yesterday, and I know that there are many people, certainly all of our contestants and many of our listeners, who are looking forward to you giving the results of the voting and letting us know who won. Mm-hmm.
And after many thousands of votes were cast at WJFK.com,
yes,
the winner of the American Idiot Contest.
Boy, I'm excited.
The person who will be performing in concert in front of our radio station, performing for the president of Virgin Records,
wow,
Janet Jackson's record label, to get a personal evaluation from him, the president of the record company, after careful tabulation,
yes,
and thousands of internet votes.
Thousands, tens of thousands.
The winner is... Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
F you, hackers.
Oh, no.
F you, hackers.
Oh, no.
What do you guys think we are? Stupid? Really? Do you think you're going to hack into a website and add 6,000 votes in the space of 24 hours and we're not going to notice?
Come on, guys.
Do you think that you're going to hack into the website and put partial results up on the internet and it's not going to get back to us that you've hacked into the website?
We are aware, and let us explain right now, that there are improprieties with the voting in our American Idiot Contest.
Oh, you bet your ass there are. Wow. You bet your ass. There's troublemakers from sea to shining sea.
You just can't trust people anymore.
Oh, no, you can't.
You certainly can't trust people with computers.
No, you can't. Those faceless, gutless, soulless bastards out there.
Padding the votes, subtracting votes, adding votes. There's been some hacking going on.
Yeah, there has. And I'm sure that those people were sitting today with their pants around their ankles waiting for us to stupidly announce the dummied-up results. Well, the answer is we have no results for you today.
There's a pall that's fallen all over this contest.
We're going to have to find a different server. We're going to have to find a server that simply cannot be broken into.
Right.
Now, I'm sad to say that our audience is made up largely of people that would like to hack into a site. And
yeah, there's some computer hackers out there. And the way it was explained to you, I understand, not all that difficult to get into it, right?
No, very easy.
For anybody with the knowledge.
And really, once it was pointed out to me how you did it, all you really had to do was just, like, write on at the end of the website, just write on the word poll. And
yeah, just add a few letters.
You would pull up the entire sheet where you would see like the voting for the first hour or 2 hours, and you clicked on refresh, and it would show you more voting, and then you could actually like move votes around.
Wow.
And we have questions for some of the contestants. There are some of the contestants we'd like to know. Golly, how is it that that you managed to get on a day that we were off the radio 6,600 votes in a 20-minute period.
Yeah, we're curious about
now,
that.
Now, it's one of two things. It's either friends and family or a hacker who likes this one person
right.
in particular at that time, because all the numbers were jimmied with, or it's somebody trying to do what we asked everybody to do when Sports Illustrated had that Pick the Sexiest Woman thing, and we asked people to vote for Hannah Storm.
Right. Yeah, rig it.
Yeah, but now, we didn't ask anybody to go in illegally and go through a back door and like, screw up the process.
Never did that.
But that's what's happened, and apparently it's not just one hacker. I guess the internet portal door is wide open.
Apparently this, the way I understand it, is kind of a standard thing you do to see if you can get deeper into a website. And,
yeah.
You know, by adding on a few letters, by adding on a backslash here, a little detail here, the way these things are set up, if the person that's running the website doesn't protect it, it's very easily accessible.
Wow.
And
so,
in this case, it was as easily accessible as a hacker can get.
I think more people actually hacked the site than wanted to vote on the site. So we got to figure out what to do about this.
Yeah.
This
will go down in history as the most controversial contest in the history of the Don and Mike Show.
And the thing is, it's a throwaway bit.
Yeah.
It is a throwaway bit. It's not like we have cars or cash or vacations or anything on the line.
It's on the line for those people that put their hearts and souls out there, Don.
But all I know is that for the last 3 weeks, it has been the most trouble we've ever had with any contest we've ever done.
Right. And like any contest we do want to, you know, have it legit if we're going to ask you to be involved in the voting process.
Yeah, even
you know, sometimes with rules on contests that we have on this show, total subjectivity abounds.
Well, a lot of times in rules, the last thing they write at the bottom of the page is, you know, rules are subject to change.
We can change them anytime we want, but when you vote on something, we'd like it to be legit. And when somebody's hacking in and adding 6,000 votes for somebody, it's not cool, and you can't blame the contestant. You don't know who they're associated with, who would be doing this, but we're gonna make sure we get the right votes.
And it's not like it just started yesterday.
Right.
Hold on. Now, what has Lisa written to me? I experienced my first rave out from you over this contest. Hardly seems worth it. No, I disagree. You deserved it. You deserved it, Lisa. You really did.
Well, this has been an incredible whirlwind adventure.
I got to stop the instant messaging with her unless it's absolutely imperative. Otherwise, she should be forced to come in and say these things.
Mm-hmm. Right to your eye to eye.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, no, we will not stop. Use this just to email me. Now I'm talking to a screen.
Yeah.
You can't even see this. I'm talking to the screen. It says, promise, no more, promise, for real, last one. She keeps sending me instant messages. Jesus Christ. So, anyway, I don't know what we're doing with American Idiot. We're going to find a new server.
It's amazing.
We're going to get a new website, and then we'll let you know where you can go to vote. But right now, the contest is on hold.
Everything's going to be all right. You know why everything's going to be all right?
Why, Mike?
Because we're going to Atlantic City.
Yeah. Thank God we got our rooms.
We're all set. Yeah, we're going down there.
Thank God we got our rooms.
It's a done deal.
And I want to get a third room because I want our buddy Donnie Rumsfeld to come with us. Donnie Rumsfeld.
I'd love to party with that guy.
Anybody bothered to listen to that show yesterday?
Not me.
Was it even worth listening to? I mean, it's certainly the topic is...
I like Donnie Rumsfeld.
Newsworthy at all.
He's a badass. I love him.
How come they didn't, ask us to do that? How come they got that dope Steve Croft?
Well, they're probably worried that we'd say ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
But if you're talking about Iraq, I mean, Saddam's an ass.
Right? He's an ass. Mm-hmm. A total ass.
Pure ass.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Dumbass.
Hi, guys. It's Amanda from the contest.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm horrified. I'm traumatized.
Ladies and gentlemen, very odd that Amanda would be calling in.
Very odd.
I've sent out emails to my friends saying I lost because I didn't know anybody who could hack the contest.
I
don't think the lady protests too quickly.
Yes.
Word?
No.
No. I said you're kidding me.
Hold on a second. Let me go to the Great Ape House.
Inspector Gadget, who loves...
I thought it was interesting she was the first one to call.
Yeah, it's a good sleuthing. What do you know about Amanda Charlie?
I just got an instant message from Charlie saying he agreed when I said it's interesting Amanda called. Why would it be interesting Amanda called, Charlie?
Yeah, share that with our listening audience, Charlie.
In a 5-minute period where I was talking to someone about how this could happen, she received over 600 votes.
Ah.
And she was the only one getting votes.
Interesting.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Amanda?
Yeah, I'm not that smart.
And prior to that, there were two other leaders.
There's no way, really, probably, unless we brought the FBI in, that we could find out.
No, it might be
a friend of Amanda's that, one of the people you emailed.
I did email everybody that I knew and asked them to vote for me, so.
How many would that be, Amanda?
I sent it out to about, I created this little chain mail kind of email that said, please forward this to everybody you know and ask them to vote for me, and I put the web link in.
So you know your way around a computer then, huh?
Oh, no.
No?
I emailed 50 people and asked them to vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Amanda.
Amanda,
it would probably be best you didn't say anything right now.
Amanda, okay. I want you to know one thing, Amanda.
I'll be watching you.
And Amanda?
Yes.
If we have to, we'll take you down.
We'll take you down to Chinatown.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, beware.
Bye, Amanda.
I'll be aware. Bye.
I'm aware. I'm aware of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because Amanda...
But I want justice.
Amanda?
Yes.
In this contest, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway.
Goodbye, Amanda.
Goodbye.
Hey, Amanda?
Yes?
You might just be tossed out of the contest.
All right.
I think so.
Oh,
We can't, you know, we can't do that, though, unless we can prove it.
Yeah. Oh, we, can't you do, can we just piss her, just do it because she's pissing me off?
Nope.
Sure we can.
No, I don't think that's in the rules.
I don't think, you know what, I don't think we have rules for this contest.
Well, you got to be careful.
Mike, I'm simply trying to bluff her into doing something.
And just saying, yes, I did. Like to break down on the witness stand and say, I did, I did hack in.
Now, Lisa, please come in and say this. Don't send me an instant message. Come in, because Lisa just wrote me an instant message saying she basically just admitted it to you. I didn't get that out of the
house.
I didn't get that.
When she didn't do anything of the kind.
When she, I'm sorry, I must be.
Yeah, you are wrong. I mean, I explained it. What did you hear?
I heard her say, oh, I sent an email to everybody saying I lost because I don't know anybody who can hack a computer. So she said she sent emails to all of her friends saying that. And
how is that admitting that she hacked into a
Mike, I'm sorry I wasted your time. I'm wrong.
Whoa. Whoa. Wowsy, whoa, whoa. It's always the number two guy that gets yelled at, isn't it?
Oh, God. She yells at me plenty.
Okay. I just don't hear it when she's yelling at you.
I get it.
I just don't hear her yell at you on the air.
That's because I get the instant messages.
Okay.
I get the nonverbal yelling.
Right.
I didn't understand it either, really. I didn't follow the logic.
I didn't either.
Did you follow it, Amanda?
No. Yes? No? I don't know what's the right answer. No, I didn't understand her logic.
I want to say that Amanda is a little hinky.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing she said. I mean, if she said, we don't have any proof.
All right. Listen, all I know is it's a dumb contest, and we're going to start over, okay? That's all I know. We're starting over. We'll have a website. We'll let you know. Here is Dave, another one of the contestants. Yeah. Dave.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Dave. Now, you're the guy who sang the rose.
Yeah. What a farce, huh?
A farce.
A farce.
Unbelievable.
It's a farce.
Absolutely unbelievable. So can you tell us the results of the hack?
No, I can't. I can't because, frankly, they're changing. They change in between the time that I got to the station today and went downstairs with Robbie to prepare the newsmaker, which you're going to hear in a second, and in the space of, what was that, Robbie, an hour?
Seemed like 3 hours.
Okay. In the space of an hour, the results had changed from the time I had walked in the building.
Wow. It would occur to me that we're going to have to start from scratch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're going to have to just wipe the entire slate clean.
As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to use a slate. Right. With chalk. Yeah. That's right. The best metal work.
Hang in there, Dave.
All right, guys.
Dave, you're my number two suspect because you're the second contestant to call in now.
All right. Piss up. Great.
All right. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Treasures.
Hi there.
I don't want to be Captain Obvious or anything here, but the whole object of them putting on Rumsfeld, it seems that there aren't really that many Infinity stations that get any ratings around here. So why not just take the best-rated show and preempt them in the middle of their show so everyone can tune in?
Hey, man,
Maybe they were thinking like that. I'm not sure. Did you get any insight as to whether they were doing it for that reason?
Well, I know WPGC gets good ratings.
Well, no, it was just it was unlistenable.
But I mean, among the white stations, you got us, you got HFS. Nobody listens to HFS.
Right.
They don't even show in the ratings that I just got. They don't even show up. Mm. WHFS doesn't even freaking show up in the ratings. And then you've got the Arrow.
Right.
And they always have like a two share. So
whenever I hear that, I want to go bing.
So I guess if they wanted to reach people, they'd do it. But I just wish they wouldn't have done it here.
Kiss FM.
Yeah, put it somewhere else. Get it the hell off our show.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey. There's a way that you can check to see if the webpage was hacked into.
We already know it was.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, that's how the whole thing came down.
We know it's been hacked by many people.
Okay, because she was saying that she didn't know how to do it, but it's actually quite simple. All you have to do is...
Yeah, all right. I don't think we're going to give a hacker primer here.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just to remind you guys, 2 weeks ago when you first postponed the contest, Amanda was the one that said, well, I emailed 60 of my friends. They're going to be disappointed. She was the only one to complain.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
People keep track of these things.
America loves to have the scapegoat.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Yeah, last
hey,
call.
Don?
Yeah.
I'm also one of the contestants.
Turn down your radio.
I'm also one of the contestants. I was Ray.
Yes, Ray.
And I just want to know, does that mean I'm still an idiot?
Yeah, Ray, that means you're now you're third.
I was Ray. What are you now, Ray?
Bye, Ray.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Ray. Now I'm Sam.
Ray is suspect number three, if you're counting.
Ah.
It's Amanda, then it's Dave,
right.
Then it's Ray. Mm-hmm. Now, clear the line. 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. You realize none of this would have happened if Donald Rumsfeld had not done that radio show yesterday.
That's right. It wouldn't have been discovered.
Right, because we didn't know anybody had hacked in until last night.
So, in other words, having Donald Rumsfeld on the show, on our show as a guest, justice was served.
I guess so.
Way to go, way to go. Thank you, Secretary, Mr. Secretary.
He's doing his job, taking care of business.
I'd still like to name him as suspect number four.
We'll be right back. Be the 100th caller now for the secret sound at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got out. Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus. When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Yeah. There's another awkward commercial set.
Yes.
Lisa Herndon came in to offer taped proof of whatever she was trying to talk about.
I think if I understand it correctly, what Lisa was trying to say was that by that woman saying, I sent out emails to my friends saying that I lost because I didn't know anybody that could hack a computer.
That's why she thought.
If she did indeed say that before she even knew anything that we were talking about, and I'm talking about Amanda.
Yeah.
If Amanda really sent an email out saying, I lost because none of my friends can hack into a computer,
right?
That could be construed as an invitation to her friends, if she sent out 60 emails, to say, hey, go ahead and hack for me. But it's still, you know, my point is it still doesn't prove that Amanda had anything to do with,
right.
You know, hacking. And, you know,
me have hard time understanding.
I wouldn't mind getting Amanda back on and asking, you know, did you really say that in your email that, because it's kind of like saying, gee, I don't know anybody that'll buy me dinner this weekend. I'm going to be so lonely. And then, you know, she gets an email back saying, I'll buy you dinner. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah.
Do you get it?
No.
Okay.
No. Right. No, I don't. I didn't get it when Lisa came in with the tape either.
Yeah.
Me, I'm dumb.
Well, you know, I was trying to, you know, figure it out, and that's the way, I guess, it's going.
Okay.
The
contest is screwed up.
Yeah. The contest is messed up, and it just doesn't matter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're call 100, my friend.
Oh, really? Great. My name's Jim. I'm from Oakland, California, listening to KYCY.
Beautiful. Bay Area. Well, Jim, hold on. Here you go. You won the Ultimate Fighting Championship live on a pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. That is on Friday, November 22, 10 p.m. Eastern. Call your local cable provider. United Fighting Championship, as real as it gets.
All right.
And I know that you're all the way in California, never mind. I lost it.
Mm.
No, I got it. Hold on. I got something else for you. Can I invite you to a great event?
Sure.
Manassas. This is Broadway's Don Geronimo here to announce the return of Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
Woo!
To Brady's in Manassas, Virginia. The fun starts tomorrow night. I'm leaving a ticket in your name at the door, my friend. Check it out and see why I'm now choreographing Mike's entire stage show.
Wow.
Tomorrow night, music, fun, and my exhilarating dance numbers at Brady's in Manassas, Virginia.
We call him Donnie Fossey.
So there you go. You won that as well as the other stuff. Now you play for $500 with the secret sound, a common everyday sound. You hear it in the kitchen.
Mm.
It's a plug-in jobber.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with the refrigerator. I'll plug in the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings. Like,
share.
And, oh, there you go. Godspeed, young man. There you go. Oh, I forgot this part. Hold on.
Caller, name this sound.
There you go. There's the sound. Now we wait for some share here.
Gypsy's traps and bees.
Yeah. Yes. Now, for 500 bones, it's all about the Benjamins. What's the sound?
Is it putting the toast down in a toaster?
You know what? That is such a good guess. That's such a wrong guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
Such a good guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
A clue for you. All right. We'll figure out what to do with the American Idiot Contest.
Very good.
When it comes our way. Still to come on today's show, somebody sent me a CD that has a bunch of DJ tapes on it. Including Buzz, I don't know if you've heard this before, David, You and Me in Chicago in 1984.
Yeah.
And Don Cox, the guy that I was speaking about from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And it says here, a tape of Don Cox when he was loaded on the air. And
loaded on the air.
And he's a disc jockey I talked about a couple of weeks ago. He did used to drink.
Heavily on the air?
During his show.
Yeah.
Out of character.
Used to drink 7 and 7.
Wow.
Used to drink 7-Up with... Seagram's.
You know, I drink so heavily when I'm off the air. I can't imagine drinking heavily on the air.
He used to all the time. Anyway, so I got that tape coming up. Also, Pick the Pros. Now, Jim Nance is in a production meeting today.
Okay.
And we're going to have a contest to see if you can possibly guess how low we had to go to get a celebrity to pick the pros with us today.
Very good.
Let me tell you that we have two celebrities.
Okay.
That will be picking the pros with us today.
Oh, we're actually going to have a two-celebrity segment when we pick the pros.
And this will be a contest. We'll play with you guys a little later. But just think, really, bottom-tier celebrities. I mean, there's not a square for them on the Hollywood squares.
Wow. Could there have been?
Yes.
At one time.
There could have been. There's no spot for them on Regis and Kelly Lee. There's no spot for them there.
I'm not even sure they could be contestants on Hollywood Squares.
anyway, that's still a good... And a major motion picture star on today's show. And that's not even counting, you know, Mike's bit today, which is going to be great as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So lots of stuff to get to. What with all the stuff with the Rumsfeld thing and the ratings and the American Idiot, we've not gotten to... Our newsmaker of the week.
Very exciting.
And I think you're going to like this. Tried something new this week. It's been a big week here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters. We had American Idiot, of course, the controversy there. Donald Rumsfeld. A couple days ago, we had that crooked blackjack guy on the show. But all of that will take a back seat to the event that I'm about to announce. And I know a lot of you in pools around the country.
Yes.
As well as the pool even right here inside the radio station. Want to know who has been selected as Newsmaker of the Week? I bet none of you guys will get it. Mike, who do you think it is?
Do we get any kind of hint whatsoever?
Simply the hottest, most topical newsmaker of the week.
Now, you had Eminem.
Yes.
He's been on.
Right.
So the hottest...
Now, Buzz, don't know. Fear if you looked at the script over there.
No, I don't know.
The hottest newsmaker of the week.
It's been an interesting news week.
Right. What do you think, Buzz?
I was going to guess Donald Rumsfeld.
Now, I'm going to say Saddam Hussein. Negative and negative. Let me tell you, it's a rare moment when the newsmaker of the week joins us in the second segment of the show. But this fellow's worth the wait. As a TV and film veteran, he has an outstanding body of work. Just too bad he doesn't have a body. Say hello to the head of Ralph from The Sopranos.
Oh, wow. Hey, look at it.
Ralphie. Now, listen, Lisa told me he was here, but as I look in the newsroom, all I see is a bowling bag. Oh, that's his head in the bowling bag. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Would you be a lovin' and unzip that bag?
Sure.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, man. All you got to say is thanks. Jesus, and God bless the Christ. Man, you sure took your goddamn time getting me out of that bowling bag. I mean, do you realize I was zipped up in there with Janice's old bowling shoes?
Oh, wow.
It smelled like her strap-on in there.
Oh, God.
You mean the strap-on that she used to do you with?
That's right, Sherlock. That bag smelled like BM.
Oh, no.
That's right, and I ain't no BM either.
Let me ask you something, Ralph's head. Do you miss being sodomized by the fattest pig on primetime TV?
Yes, Don, I do. Yes. But that's one of the side effects of having no body. You see, no anus, No sodomy. You know, such is life.
You know, Ralphie, I watch The Sopranos every week. And if you like, I can show you where your body is buried, and you can have a nice anal reunion, just you and your Duke.
Hey, D, thanks, but no thanks. I'm doing okay. You know, besides, ever since my decapitation, I've been saving a fortune on clothes, shoes, airfare.
Now, how do you save money on airfare?
Well, as I save money on airfare, you know, any time that I need to travel, I just FedEx myself. That's right. And instead of a hotel room, I just keep safe deposit boxes in all the cities that I frequent.
Wow.
Hey, Ralph, that's using your head.
F you. Your dim-witted puns will piss me off if they continue. Got it?
Fair enough.
You don't want me to come over there and break your jaw, do you? No, you have my number.
Hey, Ralph, how could you break my jaw? You have no limbs.
Well, I could arrange a jaw breaking with a little bit of foresight.
So you'd have to plan ahead?
Watch it, Dick. I still got teeth, you know.
All right, let's move on, Ralph.
Okay.
There's no need to get your nose out of joint.
Maroon. The people at HBO told me that this interview would go nice and easy, and here you are being a king prick. They should have given me a heads up.
Giving you a heads up. That's a good one.
Well, that does it. Come here, you little sea sucker. Let me spray red in your eyes or throw a sizzling pan of eggs and, you know, sour cream at you.
Ralph, listen. Cool it, Ralphie. Let's get back to you and your love of anal pleasure.
Ah, yes. Sweet Janet Soprano. Man, could she warp my anus? Now, my decapitated body with no hands or feet in it. My scrubbing the kitchen. Tony scrubbing the kitchen with bleach anus. My killing the whole outside butter bing anus. My HUD money making crack house scam anus. My toupee anus. My shooting basketball with a sash anus. My killing Jackie Jr. anus. No time to talk about Michael Mara this week, anus.
Now you have nothing this week about Mike?
Yeah, there's something.
Oh, no.
I forgot it, though.
Oh, good.
I sure wish I had some hands to scratch my head. Oh, yeah, I remember. Hey, you know, that leather vest wearing hundog likes those faggot busting red stuff, right?
Yeah, there you go, Ralph.
He sure does, Ralph said.
Well, I've made a new best friend he'd love to meet. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Will you please leave that jar behind you and screw up the top?
Sure.
Thank you, old timer.
You don't mean.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
It's our first ever return of a newsmaker of the week. Recently frozen and currently living in a jar in Cooperstown, New York, is the head of Ted Williams.
Look at that.
What's up, Teddy Jarhead?
Let me out of here, Ram. Oh, hello, Don. Nice to see you again. Jesus, is it cold in here or is it me?
You know, I cannot believe it, but just
tell him.
But this should prove once and for all that it is an old wives' tale.
What, sea sucker?
Two heads are better than one. Oh,
If I had arms, I'd strangle you.
That's Ted.
Say, I'm parched. Got anything to drink? And how's about opening my jar?
Pipe down, Ted. This is my spot.
Now, wait, hold on. I've heard Mike do this gag before where he does the voices of two people at the same time. Timmy, you're not fooling anyone here.
First, Captain, I don't know anyone named Timmy. Wink, wink. I'm Raffi from The Sopranos.
I'm the splendid splinter, Mr. Theodore Williams.
All right, listen, let's end this game. Open the jar and roll his head out. Then we'll see.
Ah, sweet freedom. Somebody roll me over to Hooters. I'm starved and horny. Oh, wait, I have no genitals or stomach.
That's right, Ted. If you eat Hooters wings, when you swallow them, they just fall out of your dripping neck.
Now, prove to me that you two are, in fact, two different newsmakers. Together, please sing for me. Ted, let's do the seventh inning stretch standard.
What? A pint of bourbon?
No BM eating head. That stupid baseball song you love. Ralph, Ted, both heads. If you're ready.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. It's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
Wow, that's the first.
Just let me say, Skulls, that was amazing.
Wow.
Well, now get that faggot ball player out of here. It's my segment, you know. Back in your Tupperware, Teddy Ball Game.
Please, Ralph, let me stay out.
F you, F Ball. Twist the jar top back on, Bag Boy Ball.
Goodbye, dear friend. It's back to the frozen foods aisle for me. I'll be next to the Tater Tots if you need me.
Tater Tots. Head of Ralph, that was amazing and disgusting.
Oh, like your stunt with sex in the church wasn't?
Oh, no.
Every week we get this. Listen, Ralph, that wasn't us.
I mean, don't you know that Tony's grandfather took a long boat ride over here to build that church? One break at a time?
Wow.
And look what you two did. You guys are pigs.
Now listen, Ralph said that wasn't us.
Yeah, right. Next thing you tell me, is that you weren't on the job yesterday because the Secretary of Defense wanted to do a radio show. Hey, I'm just a head, but I ain't stupid.
Ralph, you got us all wrong, but I can understand it. You've had a hard year. Can I help you get back on your feet?
That's funny, Dickweed.
Hey, listen, hold on. Maybe I can get you a job as a head waiter.
Hit me, too. Hit me.
That's one way to get ahead.
Oh, I'm so pissed at you, but all I can do is spit at you.
Try one. Your loogie was high and outside.
Say again.
F you, Jar Jar Williams. F you.
This is much too confusing to continue. Uh-oh. Ralph, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for coming by. Can I offer you a gift?
Yeah, that would be nice.
How about tickets to the WYSP Headbangers Ball?
Oh, no.
Who's playing?
Don't you mean who's headlining?
Oh, I get jokes. Jokes.
All kidding aside. How about tickets to a taping of a TV show? How about tickets to a taping of Face the Nation?
Oh, man, if I had one, I'd tell you to suck it.
All right, seriously. Your choice of tickets to any concert at all. If you can call this coin flip in the air. Are you ready?
Yep.
Call it in the air. Go, Ralphie.
Heads!
Heads. Did you get it? You picked heads. You're a head.
Oh, man. Can I get out of here, please?
All right, we need your bag. You want paper or plastic?
Oh, man. Just have Fat Janice put me back in my bowling bag. Good day to you.
But, Ralph, will you be coming back like Big Pussy did?
I said good day.
Hey, what about me? Isn't anyone going to play with me?
We haven't forgotten about you, Ted. You are still top of mind.
My son will be suing you for that remark. We said good day.
Yeah. Newsmaker of the week.
Wow, it's amazing. You boys are you're expanding the horizon. A real production number this week. Very good.
Ralphie's head, Ted's head.
Oh, my God. Both of them sounding exactly like the Nigerian nightmare, Timmy O'Bivanay.
Timmy O'Bivanay.
There he goes.
Wow.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Did like that. Nice job, Timmy.
And Ted in the head.
That's good. That's fun. Yeah. That's great fun. Thank you. Timmy O'Bivanay, everybody, the Nigerian nightmare.
I just put in my request already. Any chance, any opportunity you have to have two Timmys will always be funny. Like, you know, I just love that. That was delightful.
That was great.
Like, it wasn't two Timmys. It was Ralph.
Yes, it was Ralph. Ralph's head and Ted Williams' head.
Ralph's head and Ted's head.
Wink, wink.
The heads like each other.
My favorite part was when Ralph spit at you and Teddy Ballgame called it a strike.
Patooey. Okay. I got time to play you this tape. Beautiful. Don't know. This comes from, as you can see, anonymous. I take it back. Mm. Someone who lives in Frederick, Maryland.
Redneck.
Mr. T. Lacko. Mm. Sent me a...
Is Lacko a wacko?
Well, see, that's a name, right, Robbie?
Yeah,
T. Lacko.
Yeah.
Is Lacko a wacko?
Sends me a CD.
Sound like Karnak.
Cut number one. I heard you talking about your friend, Don Cox, on your radio show, and I found an air check of him from 1975 at 13Q.
Wow.
This was exactly the time that I was working at this radio station in Pittsburgh.
When he was at his all-time crazy.
Yes, and it writes, the guy writes here, he sounds loaded during the show. And as I,
will you be able to tell?
Yeah.
All right.
Immediately. I've not heard this yet.
All this helps make the 76 Ford cars the most corrosion-resistant we've ever...
Remember, this is the guy who was, as I was telling you a week or so ago, really one of my mentors in the radio business. This guy couldn't have been nicer to me.
Yeah, see the new rust-resistant 76 Ford at all your Snow Country Ford dealers. Bob Smith Ford in Castle Shannon. Let's see, the weather for the weekend is going to be, it's not weekend time yet, man. It's only Monday. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow theories high in your own.
I know, and I don't even know the guy. I know he's low.
Sounds fine to me.
Bombed.
35. Then some occasional rain beginning of the night. Nice, Cindy. That's nice. It sure is. 40 degrees at 13 Q. It seems like summertime. Let me give the Bay City Rollers and Cox on the radio at 4:55. Well, that ends real quick, doesn't it? Well, we've only just begun with Cox on the radio.
Obviously, that's what we were doing, some contest where when you hear the cash register sound, you're called in to win.
He might be a little loaded.
Yeah, a lot loaded.
13Q at 5 o'clock from WKTQ Pittsburgh, and I'd like to play this song for Mr. Honey Lamb's executive secretary, Linda Bankel. Linda, I'll be listening. Because she's going to love this song.
Did he hit on women around the station?
Yeah.
13Q, this is Matt with becoming one of my most requested songs this afternoon at 3:33:93:13. If you got a song you want to hear, grab your telephone and give me a call. We're going to take ourselves a ride! On the love rolling.
He didn't know the intro.
He didn't know the intro.
He thought it was like 4 or 5 seconds
before. Cox on the radio, and boy, have I got a treat for you. A new feature on the Cox on the radio show this afternoon. We have hired ourselves a helicopter operator. His name is Old Baldy, the eagle eye in the sky, and he's nearsighted, but he's going to do his report right now. Go, Baldy.
Baldy, this is Old Baldy, the eagle eye in the sky.
Oh, wow.
There you go. That's
DJ's.
Cox on the radio.
I love it. Wow.
That's my guy.
And sounded like he was a little loopy.
Buzz, here you go. It says, me and you
okay.
In Chicago in 1984.
That's when we were there.
It's 8:25. B96 Sports and Weather coming up.
Fine Jewelers since 1832.
B96 Sports, go Cubs, go. Right-hand pitcher Dennis Eckersley will be staying with the Cubs for at least...
Karen Hand.
Mm-hmm. My co-anchor.
Was she a hottie?
900 foul.
Would you like to answer that, Buzz?
In her day, I believe she was, yes. Well, what was her day? Was her day when she was working with you? Maybe just before that.
Buzz.
You know, I knew as soon as I looked at him, I knew what the answer
well
was.
Well said, Buzz.
Here? Yeah, how you said it.
You were trying to talk fast enough so I wouldn't be able to grab
right.
it, but...
You're right.
Yeah, it's so good to hear that again. We're going to hear it every time you mention the Cubs from now until April.
Okay.
See, I used to be a baseball fan.
Talk about the Cubs until spring training.
I will mention it again.
B96 weather partly sunny today with a high around 47. Chance of rain tonight with a low near 33.
Now the winds are south at 10. Humidity 75%. 35 at O'Hare. 38 at the lakefront. I'm Karen Hayne.
And I'm Mike Elson on B96.
You guys
$10,000 song
you guys
today.
Are super, super skewed fast.
Yeah.
The tape's I should point that fast. Out there. A lot of these tapes of people
they're running fast.
They run a lot.
So you guys still have a little bit of that. So you really don't sound like that in real life.
No.
Is Frank Sinatra. Shall we all sing it one time just so people know what it sounds like?
My.
No, I don't think so. All right, Mike, you stay out then. Karen is more of a man than you are today. I hate to say it.
All right. So that's that.
Nothing's really changed since 1984.
Oh, no.
No, not really. Just kidding.
Then we have, all right. This is something I used to run a long time ago. And this guy pulled this off an air check of mine. It was a jingle that I stole from some other disc jockey called Sanitize Your Teats. Has he got it here?
Hmm.
Play. Well, it says play, but it's not playing.
Give it a moment.
Cut number 8, sanitize your teeth. Old jingle lifted from your air check. Oh, but it's not playing.
Oh, dear.
I guess that's the problem when I'm going with something a listener sent in.
Burn them yourself.
All right. Let me try cut number 7.
I'm Mr. Fun. I celebrate every second and speak the language of love, which most people think, of course, is French or Italian. But I know the real language of love is Vietnamese. Try it sometime. Next time you're with that special someone, your wife, your girlfriend.
I'm not quite sure why we got that.
I'm not sure who that is.
No, me either.
That's me.
Was that you?
No. It's me during my old stand-up routine.
I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, it was nice hearing Cox on the radio.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, you know, is fine, but it's nice hearing Cox on the radio all effed up.
All this helps make the 76 Ford cars the most corrosion-resistant we've ever built.
Yeah, see the near rust-resistant. See the near rust-resistant 76 Ford at all your Snow Country Ford dealers. Bob Smith Ford in Castle Cannon. Let's see, the weather for the weekend is going to be, it's not weekend time yet, man. It's only Monday. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow flurries, high near about 35. Then some occasional rain beginning tonight. That nice, Cindy. That's nice. It's 40 degrees at 13 Q. It seems like summertime.
There he is. Cox on the radio. So now you have a voice to go along with the stories.
Yeah, and he sounds like he was, what, in his 40s back then, or what?
Yeah. That's the guy that would send me to the bank during his show with bags of money to deposit in accounts and drove around and shot the gun in the air by the program director's house and had the program director's house broken into.
Bags o' cash.
Bags o' cash. Cox on the radio. Oh, brother. Man, do I like that. And you know what? I'm not going to do it on the air now because I don't want to put him on the spot. But when I was talking about all the old DJs the other day, I think Joey took the call, actually. Stinky Poon, where's Joe? Joey. Stinky Poon. Hey, Joey, which DJ is it that called in the other day? Remember when I was talking about the DJs? I think you gave me his number and I brought her home.
Fred Winston.
Yes. You put it in your bag.
Honey, Joe, that's okay. I remember.
How did you remember it?
I remember things.
Wow.
Because I didn't remember which one it was. Fred Winston.
It was Friday, Joe, speaking to Fred Winston.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
And I forgot that we're getting the Friday edition of Joe.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Friday edition of Joe is different how than the Thursday edition?
Rob will maintain that all the days are the same.
But you think that there's a...
I think there's a Friday Joe.
Hmm.
I think that your mind tends to wander more on Friday. Would that be in any way accurate?
I am focused.
There we go. Good answer.
I think it's chemical.
Yeah, so Rob maintains that you maybe take the drugs on Friday, getting you ready for the evening.
You gearing up, Joe?
Which day of the week do you think we get PJ Prime Joe?
It's definitely not Monday. Isn't that right, Joe?
And it sure ain't Friday.
I think it's Wednesday.
I think it might be Thursday.
I tend to agree with Mike. I think it's Thursday.
I think we're all on our game on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because we're all finally up to speed.
What, Joe?
We're all finally up to speed.
Yeah, and then we can get distracted on Friday.
Yes, distracted.
But, Joe, speaking just about you personally, though.
Yeah?
Which day of the week would be your best day? Do you think the day that you come in and you are operating at the highest possible Joe efficiency level?
Well, just... simply, it'd be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, any given one. It's a toss-up.
I agree.
But you know what I love about him? This is what I love about the man, he's 40 years old. He's openly admitting that he's no good, he's useless on Mondays and Fridays.
Absolutely. That's a good thing.
I love the fact that he's honest and open about that.
Way to go, Joe.
Well, I'm not useless today. Everything's fine. Everything's running fine.
No, Joe. The studio wasn't set up today.
Joe, I would make a case for your Stinky Poon when we called you. That was not the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday Stinky Poon that we got. We have tape to prove that.
Yeah, that's true.
The Stinky Poon, Rob. We can prove this, that it was a bit strangulated.
Like I said, the computers were not set up. Which is why Mike and I had a bit of confusion in the beginning, because Mike's trying to... But the call screen wasn't up, Joey.
There's a timing thing on that needs to be remedied, but...
You know what? Don't worry, because it's Friday, Joe. It's Friday, and I got Joe...
Don't worry about it, Don. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, I know, and Joe?
Officer Friday, Joe.
I do have a question for you.
Sure.
Because I got an idea for a bit next week called Stump Joe.
I like it already.
Yeah. But I have to know, Joe, what is your area or areas of expertise? For instance, I would think if you were to ask me about Star Trek The Next Generation or maybe about, you know, the NFL, there might be a couple of categories that I consider myself untouchable in. If you ask Buzz about certain music,
mm-hmm.
or certainly goddamn some TV shows, he would know everything. Same with Rob.
Nice.
Mike, maybe you go with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. You go with the real old music.
Yeah, absolutely. History.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Mike's excellent at history.
Yeah, right.
What would your category or what would your categories be for if we were to do Stump the Joe?
Well, definitely Rolling Stones trivia.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stones trivia.
Stones trivia.
All right, how old is Mick?
59, maybe 60. I don't know. I have to bone up on that.
Wow.
And that's his area. That's his number one. Would there be another? What about Venice Beach?
No, I don't know much about L.A. Mm. I just like it.
When is Mick's birthday?
It's in December.
Oh, you're not an expert, Joe.
Would there be any other?
I was an expert.
What about barbecued chicken?
Yeah, peppers, growing peppers.
Growing peppers?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we all know that's just a cover.
How about flying first class?
I know about flying first class.
Yeah, see, now that when Joe flies to California, he always flies first class.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of areas. Joe, and you never said...
That in itself is a brain teaser.
And rightly so. You never said that you were an expert on the Rolling Stones. I'm just trying to find a two or three things that you consider yourself to be...
What subject were you good in when you were attending school?
All right.
Well, how about T-shirt maintenance?
I know how to make them.
You know how to make T-shirts?
Silkscreen, yeah.
You know how to print them. All right, so there are perhaps
T-shirt printing.
Four or five different categories, Joe. Here's your assignment.
Guitars.
Guitars.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most popular brand of guitar being made currently, Joe?
Well, it's a toss-up between Fender Strats and Gibson Les Pauls.
Mm-hmm. What kind does what's his name?
Keith Richards.
Yes.
He plays a Telecaster. Usually a 57, sometimes a 53.
Hey, there you go.
Listen to that.
How many guitars? How many albums have the Stones put out?
Jesus. I'd have to count them up for a second.
Yes,
not the best ofs and stuff.
You got to narrow it, and he knows guitars used by... do you know guitars used by the Stars?
I don't know. Try me.
All right, the guy from Van Halen, the guy with the bourbon thing, was it? You know the guy. What's the guy's name? The
Sammy Hagar.
No, the bass player.
Michael Anthony.
Yeah, Michael Anthony. What
that's
kind
a
of,
bass.
What kind of guitar?
Well, that's a bass guitar.
That's a bass, so it wouldn't be
the
like
guy,
a...
most of Van Halen guitars on both sides of the stage are custom made.
What kind of guitar does Eddie Vedder play?
Oh Jesus, probably a Giacomini.
A Giacomini. What?
He doesn't even play guitar.
Yes, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
He plays it on occasion.
You know what's great about this is that Joe is just, Rob just measured, 16 yards away from us, yet we're talking to him on the telephone.
I know. It's fun. Yeah.
We could have him in here.
It's fun.
Let me see. You know what?
Any other area, Joe, of an area where you would be able to just talk for days?
States capitals?
No states capitals.
TV. Any TV shows you're fond of?
Seinfeld, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Or would you consider yourself to be a Seinfeld aficionado?
Jeez. I don't think because I watch it every day makes me an aficionado, no.
How about badminton?
Badminton, no.
Right.
What's George's last name?
Costanza.
Was that a burp, or did you take a swig of something?
Swig of water, sorry. Right.
What is Elaine's last name?
Dennis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is... Well, I'm trying to think. You know, I'm no good at this myself.
What is Elaine's funny, big, oversized boyfriend's name?
Which one? She sleeps with everybody.
The last one. The one who...
Dave Putty.
Yeah. Dave Putty.
Dave Putty, that's good.
When Judge Reinhold was on the show, what was his problem that they had with him?
He was a close talker.
He's pretty good.
Wow, yeah. You know what? This might be
that's strong.
The category.
Then we should back off and leave the category open.
All right, Joe, here's the deal. Over the weekend, bone up on
guitars, Rolling Stones,
and Jerry Seinfeld.
Those will be the three categories.
And Monday we'll play Stump the Joe. And maybe, how about this? We'll give Joe a chance to win money.
That's a great idea.
Great.
Hey, that'll motivate him.
I could certainly use it with Christmas coming up.
Yeah, right.
That'd be fantastic.
The more I win, the better your all's presents are going to be.
Joe, does that mean you'll be studying this weekend?
Certainly. I've got plenty of stuff to reference, especially as far as the Stones things are concerned. I just need to put my nose in the books for a few hours.
All right, well, then this is Monday, the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger, get ready for the debut of Stump the Joe on Monday's episode. What kind of car did Jerry drive?
Well, a Saab or a Porsche.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, by the way, Eddie Vedder, I think, if I recall, I've seen him playing Les Pauls.
Huh?
Very good.
There you go.
See, now you mentioned money and he's getting all charged up.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I know this, that America likes Joe. Joe, give us your catchphrase, please. There's Friday, Joe. Bye, Joey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Monday, that'll be the debut of Stump the Joe.
My brain already hurts.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
What?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm fine.
I'm doing all right, too.
Buzz?
Yeah, I'm good. Wait a minute.
No. All right. Coming up on the show next week, as I mentioned, Stump the Joe. Bump from yesterday. Fred Keel, the guy who's written the book about O.J. killing his wife, according to the dog. Also, the American Idiot.
Yes.
That contest, we'll figure out what we're going to do about that.
Pony Express.
The girls from Ivel.com are coming in to do naked yoga.
Wonderful.
We'll be giving away another vacation to Las Vegas. We'll be giving away a trip to New York and a Sony PlayStation, courtesy of Men in Black. And don't forget, we will empty out our giveaway money before we go on holiday break. We have several $1,000s left.
Wow. I think if you just say on holiday.
And also, holiday. That's that European thing.
Yeah,
we're on holiday.
English.
And what am I forgetting? Oh, Thanksgiving dinner on the Mayflower.
Very good.
We'll talk about that on Monday, I think. We'll start talking about that.
Good.
Bill O'Reilly has given us many, many things to think about over the last couple of weeks.
Sure has.
And here's today's thought to get you through the weekend. Bill O'Reilly.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink.
You know.
There he is.
Wow.
You know, we do dust Dr. Phil, don't we?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've stolen this from Letterman.
Right.
And who knows, maybe O'Reilly gives us better material
than Dr. Phil gives Letterman. Infinitely better material.
But every single day, we get a different highlight from Bill.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink.
There you go. Think about that over the weekend.
He is really, since we've been doing this, done some horrible things.
And, Mike, I know that you and I, we were going to go in on this halfsies. I want you to know that we missed it because we did not do the show yesterday.
Oh, no.
The largest collection of Elvis Presley hair clippings was auctioned off yesterday.
Oh, well, fantastic. Once again, the show's preempted and we get screwed.
Let me see. The sheer amount of hair.
Get it, sheer?
Made the offering unprecedented. There were more than 1,300 strands of Elvis's hair that were collected by Homer Gilland, who was Elvis's personal hairstylist of 20 years.
Incredible.
He was Elvis's barber.
What was his name again?
Homer Gilland.
Right. Homer Gilland. Sounds like Elvis's barber.
Homer would collect the hair clippings off of Elvis's towels that he wore around his neck whenever he would cut Elvis's hair or color Elvis's hair.
Wow.
And he would disregard any locks that fell on the floor.
Hmm.
So all we would have been betting on would have been the hair that fell On the towel.
Worth every nickel, as far as I'm concerned.
And anyway, minimum bid for the hair clippings was $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And the thing was done with yesterday. Mm-hmm. Have to make a note to call on Monday and see if, in fact, that we can get our last-second bid.
That's a great idea.
Don, Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, you were teasing Leah Remini last couple days, too. When?
I tease her all the time. I call her up and I go, hey, your show's not in the top 30.
Yeah, but you actually tease her the other way, too. You've teased her for years.
Oh, big C tease.
Yeah, you'll just touch yourself, walk by her and go, hey, Leah, that's a big tease.
Take a look at that. No, I have teased Leah because we're doing that thing. We're playing phone tag with her now.
Nah.
Off the air, where Lisa calls her annoying sister,
right.
Leah's annoying sister, and the annoying sister calls back and says, Leah's busy right now. She'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Kind of the star thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get to her when we get to her.
We'll be patient. Thank you, sir.
All right, my friend.
Bye.
You know, and sure do like Leah. Love her. Very fond of her.
Of course.
But there's a part of me that wonders if she's coming back because of the fact that I just mentioned that the show is, you know, kind of going off the deep end.
Well, it seems like a very strange coincidence if there's any other reason.
Hello, Don. Hello.
I'm sorry, I must tell the truth.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
It's like the show's tanked, and all of a sudden she's calling all the time to get back on this show.
Interesting.
Hello.
Don.
Hi.
I'm a big fan. My name's Jason. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jason.
Two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, I just heard you do the Bill O'Reilly moment for today. I was wondering if you'd be able to do a recap from the beginning.
Oh, no, we did that yesterday. We'll do it again some point in the future. What else? Real quick, my friend.
About the ratings. I know you were talking about that earlier, but I'm listening on 95.7 WEOZ up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Right on.
I was wondering what their rating is.
You know what? I don't know. I got no idea. The big markets like Philly, Washington, Baltimore, San Francisco, Seattle... Those come out now. We don't get, like, Wilkes-Barre until, really, probably not until the end of the year.
But I know Scranton's really not that big, but I've been a long-time listener.
Well, we appreciate
and
it.
Big fans.
You could call your radio station. That might be a good way to get it.
I could try that.
And are we on? Did you say we're on FM and wherever this is, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre?
It's Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, in the surrounding area.
What is
95.7 ZTOC.
What is the correct pronunciation of that town?
Is it Wilkes-Barre?
Barry?
Some people call Wilkes-Barre, some call Wilkes-Barre. I mean, it depends.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
Thank you.
Haven't we gotten calls where, hey, you're not doing it right, and you and I don't remember how we pronounce it?
Well, I said Wilkes-Barre, and I think you said Wilkes-Barre, so you asked the guy, you know, the guy's calling us from there, which is the correct.
There's got to be a proper way, you know, and I think it is.
I had always heard.
I always called it Wilkes-Barre, and then they said that's completely wrong.
I heard Barry. Wilkes-Barre.
Barry is what I heard was correct.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, this is Chris.
Yes, Chris, you're listening to the radio. You're on the radio.
Okay, I just turned it down. Sorry about that. Hey. Big fan. Listen, I just want to see if you guys watch Craig Kilborn on Wednesday night. He had Sarah Silverman on, and she was making S-play comments.
Let's do a really quick round the room. First, who cares?
So, I figured it'd be a good clip. It was kind of funny.
I'll watch Craig Kilborn when he gets an announcer. I cannot stand that he announces himself. It's asinine.
No.
I just wanted to run it by you guys. Good job. Love you guys.
Thank you. Another one of our junior producers out there.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
S-play.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And you know, you're right. On the few opportunities that I've had to see Craig Kilborn,
mm-hmm.
he says it himself.
Yeah.
And he's so bad at it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, from the Hollywood Hills, here we go. Craig Kilborn in the house.
And he screws up his own name, too. Kilborn.
Yeah. Kilborn. Here
Kilborn.
Coming out right now, just being, ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh. He should hire you.
Hey. I was wondering if you guys could help me out with certain definitions.
Yes. Go ahead.
Like, what does the 69 mean when people refer to it as sex?
Please. What else?
What is missionary position?
Okay. You think you're funny?
No, I
you're not.
Really, I don't know.
Get off our air, you clown. You clown.
Check Kilborn.
Get off your air. Get off our air, you clown.
Hey, I'm calling from Baltimore.
You know, that really wasn't Kilborn. It was kind of like a McCloud thing.
McCloud! Get off our air, you clown.
McCloud!
What a clown.
I'm serious.
Oh, come on.
No, you're not.
I don't know.
Goodbye, idiot.
Hey, don't hang up on me.
Oh, no, I'll hang up on you if I want to.
Hey, me and my friend had a bed going. I told him that anthrax is a bacteria. He thought it was a virus. Can you help us out there?
Robbie, I know you put the music in, but we don't have time for the return parade today. I'm sorry. It's clown. Oh, clown. I got you. All right.
Hey, how are the ratings in Baltimore?
So many questions. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
There's somebody hacking into my brain today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I want to tell you guys how to pronounce Wilkes-Barre.
Well, did you just pronounce it?
I just did. It's like a bear.
Wilkes-Barre.
Bear.
I may have had it.
Yeah. Kudos to the gentleman from Virginia.
Hold on. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bethesda, Maryland.
No. Originally. Cannot be accepted. Qualified.
Doesn't count. All right.
You crazy fool.
Enough of that, you fool. You fool, you fool. Time for a Friday space. Hey.
You can come now and take a with cash for you.
I'd have made an important man wait.
Time for Don and Mike to play the part of Jeopardy.
I really hope he's not pissed.
I'm not pissed. Sure, microphone you want me to sit in front of, son.
That one right there, microphone number two.
How are you?
Number two, like, number two, get it?
I want to speak to you if I have a second here. It's been a busy day. We've been gathering the cabinet together to talk about weapons of mass destruction, like nuclear warheads.
Hey, very good pronunciation there.
Thank you. Nuclear war, we have to avert it at all costs. And I think that this barbarian over there in Iraq,
Saddam?
Yeah, it's Saddam Hussein. He's trouble, and we're going to make sure he disarms.
Yeah.
If he doesn't disarm, we're going to do it for him. That's the way it's supposed to be. But I'd like to thank you personally. Are you Mr. Geronimo?
I'm Don.
I'd like to say, Don, I just want to let you know we're going to protect you. And I want to tell you another thing right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I speak for Laura and my family and of course, the cabinet members and everybody. When I say that you put on Donald, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld yesterday, and it was an enlightening, hold on a second.
I speak from the heart. Don't read what they wrote.
It was an enlightening moment for the country. To be shared on those FM stations, and you and Infinity Broadcasting have really stepped forward.
Infinity Broadcasting.
Pardon me?
Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, whatever. I just want to say you've done your part. You've done your bit for the United States of America, but they tapped me on the shoulder about 4:15 yesterday and said, Mr. President, we need you to go down to the radio room where you can monitor radio stations all across this country, because Secretary Rumsfeld's going to be on your air at... Hold on, just give me a moment.
I know what time it was yesterday.
At 106.7 WJFK.
Oh, I see. He was looking for the dial.
Right here in Washington, D.C. Yeah. So I listened to it, and I tell you, I've been listening. I asked for backlogs of tapes, and you don't even know this. My Secret Service was in here listening to... I've been listening for the last 24 hours. I got to tell you something, son.
What's that?
Slap nuts funny what you're doing on this show.
Well, you know that
I am intrigued, but I am just loaded with questions. I got pages of questions that I scribbled on my own presidential. You like that stationery right there? That's a presidential. That's a presidential seal.
It's a bird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bird with a stick in its mouth and its claw. We're going to swoop down, just like we're going to swoop down. There it is. That's the greatest thing about being here. I'd like to ask you several questions if you don't mind.
Yesterday,
I have a guess for you.
Yeah.
That secret sound, I got it locked up, son.
You do?
As sure as I'm W.
You know, because yesterday...
Yeah, I got that thing. I do. I think that's going
to
be...
They were very worried about what best of segment of the show they were going to run
yesterday.
Hold on
a second. I have to chew my cheek a little bit. You notice how I do that when I'm stressed out?
They didn't want us to run a segment that you, the President of the United States, might find offensive.
I even played a piece of the tape for Mamo.
For,
that bit you did when you put that retarded boy on the show.
Oh,
What's his name?
Which retarded boy?
The retarded fellow.
Tom?
Yeah, he's funny. I laughed. I showed my teeth laughing. I almost choked on a pretzel. I was laughing so hard at that. You know, but I got a bunch of questions for you. First of all, I'm the President of the United States. If I got the secret sound, you'd be obligated as your civic duty to share that with me if I had it correctly without giving my personal phone number out. Isn't that right?
Damn, that's right.
So damn funny. But I'd understand if I wanted to guess it and I was just out in John Q. Public, if I called you and I wanted to guess your secret sound,
yeah,
you'd have to give my phone number out on the air.
That's right.
And then you have your people that listen, they call like at all weird hours just to make a person's life miserable. Isn't that right?
The same people that hacked into our website this week.
That is so damn funny.
So what is the sound?
I love your show.
Do you want to guess?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on.
Yep.
Let me get it out.
I know what it is.
Huh.
I do. How are you? You're Buzz.
Hi, yes, I am, Mr.
You're the news fella.
Yes, nice to see you.
Your show just it knocks me on the ground laughing.
That's right,
nice. It is so damn funny.
Mr. President?
I tell you, there's so much stuff you hear and watch on TV. Yeah. I just don't get the jokes, but your show, man, I tell you, I just enjoy it. I enjoy it night and day. I've got all your tapes, and I'm going to be a regular listener. I'm going to block out a block of time, even if we're doing busy stuff like bombing. I'm going to say between 3 and 7, you just do not disturb me. I will be in my private residence, my living quarters, and I will be listening. I laugh always.
Here's the sound. Identify it.
I laugh always.
And win $500.
All right, here we go. I've already listened to it 15, 20 times.
Here it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
I got it. It's a staple gun. Is that a staple gun you keep in your kitchen?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Is it a briefcase closing?
No. No, it's...
Oh, we're sorry.
No. Is it that little cat putting down on a piece of dental floss?
No. Oh, right, I'm out. We're sorry.
I have three. No. Man, I tell you, I'm wrong always. I sure am. But anyway, I got some questions if I could ask your show.
What are the questions you have?
Well, what's the name of that fella that says Stinky Poon all the time? He cracks me up. He's retarded too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Joe
Arden.
Oh, you give him a raise. That boy's funny. That boy makes me laugh every time he's on because he doesn't get what you're talking about. And you talk about the fact that he's like, addicted to drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
I laugh my ass off at that. When is Lisa's Playboy shoot going to be?
She's coming back in, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Now, are they going to let you do that? I was listening just the other day. You know how you had that on, and you said that the people that run your company don't. If you need some interference for you, I'll make sure I call the powers that be. Because your show it makes me laugh always.
All right, well, thank you. I'll let you know about Lisa's pictures.
Now, how are you going to talk today on your show after I leave? Are you going to talk about ass play?
Yeah.
That is so funny. You're just talking about like touching somebody's butt, aren't you?
Right.
Is that what it is, Don?
Yeah. Hey.
I love this show.
President, you want a thrill?
Yeah.
Give me a cue.
All right.
And just point or give me a visual cue when you want to hear ass play.
Give you what?
Give me a cue. Either point.
You.
Point your finger at me.
Why?
Because watch what happens when you point your finger.
Do you remember when Bill Clinton did that and he pointed at the TV and he said, I did not have, whatever kind of sex relations with that woman, and he pointed, I don't point after that. You want a visual cue?
Let me bring it down. Let me break it down to your level.
High sign?
You want to see?
High sign. You want me to give you a high sign?
You want to do magic?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you point at me, you're going to hear something.
All right. Okay.
I love that.
That is serious funny business, son.
Now, anytime
you are cracking my ass up, that is goddamn funny.
Anytime you
I don't mind telling you, that's funnier than when I was at Yale.
Now, anytime you want.
And that was even funny, the fact that I was at Yale.
You point?
Oh, man.
And you're going to hear it.
Really? Oh, okay.
Ass play.
That is so funny, man. I tell you, I got to play that for Mamo. Can I have that tape when I leave?
All you got to do is
ass play.
That is super duper. You guys do a great job. You know, can I get serious on you for a second?
Yeah.
Let me get serious on you for just one moment here. I just think you're providing a was that Deborah Dean walking down the hallway?
Sure was.
Well, I knew her. She worked on one of my first campaigns.
Huh.
Hello, Deborah. Good to see you. I just want to say you provide a valuable service to
You want to hear a fart sound?
Yes, I do. I hate being serious.
Listen to this one.
All right. That is, you got that in that machine that you play right over there.
Right.
That's your little whoopee cushion in a computer.
Right.
That's the best. You know that, who is that black fella?
Robert?
No.
Robert
He's a black fella singer, and you play his music, and you played a, what the hell was it? It was a, what was his name? He was. You played his music and then you played farts during it because he's a big fat guy.
Oh, Barry White.
Oh man, I tell you, I was listening to that. So was Laura. That is funny always. Every time you do that, you're funny.
BM is funny.
All right, I got some more questions. Who is Tim Sabian?
He is the program director of WYSP Philadelphia.
He's not a retarded character on your show. I thought he was a guy with a high voice who came in and talked all silly.
No.
He said that's for Tim. I'm just new. You got to bear with me, son.
Tim is a... Let me just say, yes, Tim is a retarded character on the show.
He is. What do you have to do with him? What's he have to do with your show? I heard that name a couple
Not
times.
A lot. He's the program director of one of our stations.
Oh, you sort of work for him?
He thinks so.
You want me to profile him?
No, that's fine. We know all about
him. I can get everything. No, I mean, I really can profile him, so...
We know all about him.
I can get everything he's ever done. Everything he's ever done is so
what? You just pointed.
Ass play.
You didn't even mean to.
That's the best. I point at him and he plays ass play. Man, I'll tell you something right now. Yeah, and you look at me and I'm being very sincere.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that the President of the
United States.
You can't point at me.
The President of the United States is going to be listening to your show forever.
Wow.
It's so damn funny. I laughed so hard. I had my sides hurting last night because I've been listening to that. I didn't listen to the town meeting. I didn't at all. All right, let's see. I like it when you call people douchebags. God. Man, that made me laugh out loud, too. And you already played the fart sound, so I'm trying to get up to speed on it, but I'm just going to kick back and tell you right now that I laughed so hard I made two. That's the way we say it down in Texas.
You have a nice BM?
BM. Now let me talk about it. You call people to listen to your show BM eaters, isn't that right? That is,
yes.
You know, you don't have to go into great detail on that, but I tell you, I've been around a hospital or two in my day, and I know what BM is. And man, it just I fell out the chair. I got a big one of these big wingback numbers, and I fell flat on my ass laughing when he said, and the guy comes in, and he says, Mr. President, excuse me, you got 5 minutes of your time. Want to talk about this particular threat? And I say, you get out of here, son. He's talking about BM eaters. I couldn't, man, brother, that is a panic. That is a slap nuts panic, and I don't mind telling you. I'll tell you right now, you can come down and come visit me anytime you want.
Ass play.
You pointed
it again.
That is absolutely a scream and a half.
Hey, Al Gore is a BM eater.
Ah, now we're talking my language. That's what I am talking about. That is what I am talking about. He's a BM eater, isn't he? That's a real bad thing when you call somebody that. Isn't that the way the show works?
Yeah.
If you get a lot of calls and it's, it's like, and then you play the circus music like you just did before I came in, when you get a bunch of retards calling, and it'll be just like a retard parade.
That's right.
Oh, man, I tell you,
You know what they serve at the retard parade?
Right.
You know.
BMs. That's right. Eat a BM every time. Wow. Every time you go. I tell you, with all this stuff with the nuclear war that I'm dealing with, the nuclear threat that we are dealing with is a severe nuclear threat, and we have to serve as a deterrent. And I have my mind occupied by very serious matters of this country's securities. And things really
just point at me.
And I just
point at me.
You mean like that? I cannot think about that. Man, I tell you, I'd just like to bring you down to Crawford, Texas, and we just sit out there and play them fart sounds and talk about BM eaters all day long. Because that, to me, that's serious funny. Daddy likes it, too, He likes that kind of humor. He enjoys
that. Have you shared that with your dad?
He's always some game. He's always traveling around, going to some sporting event. I said, Daddy, you gotta listen to these tapes I play for Mama, the ones I play that, I tell you, she laughed so hard the first time I played that big, long fart sound that you had, that real long one. That's the one. That's a real one. Somebody made that on the show, didn't they?
Yes, Canon Gray.
That's it. And Mama laughed so hard her pearls fell off. Snapped them right off her neck. She was she got a big like football player's neck. And she laughed. It was a. But if I may, just take time and we've had our share of fun and seriousness. This is a
strange. Hold on a second. I'm supposed to do this. They told me that.
Do it from the heart. Don't read what they write for you.
It's a strange world we live in right now, and these are difficult times for each and every one of you.
Just give me a second. I got to do it.
You know, hey, listen, I'm sure some BM eater wrote that for you.
Americans all should be aware. Oh, I hate the big words. All right. This is a strange and scary time that we live in as American citizens. Anything that you can do to promote humor and laughter and bring that to our American citizens is a good thing. And it makes me happy and proud that you're right here in the city of Washington, D.C.
You know who wrote that?
Feel free to ad lib.
You know who wrote that for you?
What's that?
A BM eater.
Hey, they're all BM eaters. Each and every one of them. All they do is, you know, Mr. President this, Mr. President. When they, you know, none of them be around me at all. They wouldn't have nothing to do with me if I wasn't sitting in this highest office of power in the world.
We're gonna play Jeopardy now.
That's a great game. Where's Mike? Jesus Christ, he cracks me up. Is he still boozing it?
Yeah.
Man, that is too funny, man.
We need two callers for Jeopardy now.
My God, I tell you right now, this
is serious fun.
My number is
877-365. 36. We need two callers to play the game.
That's your Nazi sympathizer back there, isn't it?
Hi, President.
Yeah,
there
Robbie.
He is. Yeah, you don't really mean that, do you, son?
No.
All right. I'll profile you, too.
No.
Just kidding. He's got a good crew cut. I like that look.
You know what he likes to eat?
We'll see a lot of BMs. That's it. BM eaters. Man, I like that. Where'd you come up with BM on the show? They let you get away with that.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off. Man, I tell you. Is there a chance I could meet Kiefer from 24?
Huh?
He was on your show, Kiefer. Kiefer. Can I meet him?
Kiefer Sumner.
And who's that little Italian girl that you get on occasionally with the with that comedy show? You had your run-in with her?
Leah Remini.
Yeah, she's funny as hell. I enjoy that.
She's a nice lady.
And that sports guy you get, Nancy, he's a good guy, too. I like that. He raised a lot of money for my campaign down in Texas.
Not that. You know, he's a season ticket holder for Wednesday in the Houston Texans.
Yeah, and he's on that show King and Queens.
No, not Jim Nance.
Oh, come on, don't confuse me. I'll call you a BM eater. It's a great show. I love all the BM stuff.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We want Bush. We want Bush. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush now. We want Bush.
Stupid President.
The Don and Mike Show.
With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around. Don and Mike.
Oh, man, it's 9:20.
Yeah.
Her.
Mr. Bush?
Yeah.
George? Maybe you can help me say happy birthday to a great American.
Do I have to read it?
No, I'll just tell you her name and you could ad lib.
Sure. All right.
Her name is Colette Harris.
Colette Harris.
And she's the receptionist here at our radio station. And tomorrow is her birthday.
Oh. Well, I'm going to call her?
No, she's gone.
She left for the day?
She's gone.
Well, what's the big deal then?
I told her you'd say happy birthday to her on the radio.
Oh, that's right, so she can listen to it.
Yes.
Is she going to play Honk for Cash?
No, she's not. she's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady. I'd like to say happy birthday to Colette Harris.
Thank you very much.
Nice. She's good people. That's great.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. Let's do that. Crooks are stupid.
Can you see what we were just sent about ratings from Wichita, Kansas?
Man, that's a whole big buffalo pile of numbers you got there.
What does it say on the bottom? Can you read?
Still, I got to get closer.
Here you go. All right, get closer.
Still, tic-tac-toe one in Wichita.
Huh. Still number one in Wichita.
Wow. Oh, that's the number sign, isn't it? I play tic-tac-toe with that thing. You can play tic-tac-toe in that sign, you know, in that symbol. That's why I never understand it. And then somebody was explaining to me the other day, they call it pound on your telephone.
Right.
I said, that's not pound, son, that's tic-tac-toe.
We were talking about our ratings in D.C. and KFH FM and AM in Wichita sent us the
rating. Hell, let's dial for transvestite.
we're number one there.
I love Charlie the Big Dyke.
Charlie. It's Charlie the Clown Boy.
Charlie the Clown Boy. He's that other retarded fellow you have on the show.
Yeah,
right, and he's dying?
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Is Cheryl the retarded boy dying?
I got to catch up. I'm going to study your show, but now we got to play this game. I know this. They told me I had to read, so I'll read this for you now. Are you ready?
Read it as well as you can.
Oh, man. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a casino marketing fella from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's say hi to Kyle Stafford. It's also his birthday today, they told me.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, LQ.
Hey, my friend. Now entering the studio is a medical assistant from Green Belt, Maryland.
Now, you know where Green Belt, Maryland is?
Oh, that's down the road.
Yeah.
Green Belt.
Right.
Green Belt, Maryland. Yeah, that's, we got Robert Irwin. Just won a gubernatorial election here. New governor of the state of Maryland.
Right.
I think, bravo to you, sir. Bravo. Is Mr. 40 dying?
He's fine.
All right, let's say hi to Scott Jenkins.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, LQ. Hi, Mr. President.
How are you, son?
Very well, sir.
I wish you the very best of luck, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir.
And we just, I want you to, and everybody American to understand that, you know, that I've talked to many people, and we want to prevent this threat of nuclear war. On with the games.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
You want to make the president laugh?
I do.
Both of you together.
Yes.
Tell him what do you guys eat?
BM.
Man, that is absolutely the funniest thing I've ever heard. Hey, how you doing, Kyle and Scott? You a couple of BM eaters?
Yes, sir.
There you go. How about yes, sir, Mr. President?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
BM eaters.
Here are your categories, guys.
Funny stuff.
Your categories are...
That is a panic.
Name that George.
Oh, now we're talking. Hello.
NFL starting quarterbacks.
Oh, I like the NFL. I love football.
What network was that show on?
Networks, they try to screw W all the time.
Tattooed or not.
I'm not going to tell you my secret.
And new on DVD, Home.
Hey, can we play that game where they put the marshmallows in their cheeks when they get done with it, and the marshmallows come out all yellow?
Here are the categories again. Name that George.
All right.
NFL starting quarterback.
That's a good category.
What network was that show on? Is that Tune or not?
Are you asking me a question?
No, that's a category.
Oh, you were doing the acting thing.
And new on DVD. And let's see. Kyle, we'll start with you. Kyle.
Okay, I'll take... Name that George for one.
Former ER TV star, now a movie star.
Who is George Clooney?
Right. That is $1 for you, Kyle. You get $1 from the free money bunny. All right, go again. Select again, please.
I'll take Name That George for two, please.
Former boxer. He also makes one hell of a griller.
Who is George Foreman?
Yeah. $2. He's coming to the White House, and he's concerned about problems we have.
Did he grill you a BM?
Give him extra money. Give him the whole. Make him win.
No, I can't.
Man, that is funny. Did he BM?
I can't make him win.
All right, Kyle, you're in control. Select again, please.
I'll close the category, please, President Bush.
Thank you.
His wife's name is Judy.
Well, Scott, here's an opportunity for you to steal.
All right, you know what? Take it back.
What?
That's a do-over on my part. I'm going to have to go back to Kyle.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kyle's got $3. This is a $3 question. Yes. What exactly is happening?
His daughter's name is Judy.
Daughter Judy.
Who is...
Scott, here's your chance to steal.
Who is George Jetson?
Yeah,
George Jetson. Well, you were fair and you gave him a chance to come back there.
Daughter Judy Jane.
His wife. Their boy Elroy. Dog Astro.
Yeah.
Meet George Jetson, Jane, his wife, daughter, Judy. Jane, stop this crazy thing. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
All right.
They're a modern Stone Age family.
Scott, no.
Go ahead, you're in control.
The network, sir.
All right.
For what?
What network was that show on? Murder, She Wrote.
What is ABC?
Kyle, it's your chance to steal.
What is the USA Network?
No.
Proud to say it was on CBS.
CBS, that was a boring show.
For two, sir.
For two.
Married with Children.
What is Fox?
Right.
$2. That was not a boring show. That was one of my favorite shows. All right. Is it all right if I share my favorite shows, if you talk about them?
Sure.
You're funny.
For three, The Love Boat.
What is ABC?
Right, good pull, ABC.
I like that show. It's okay. But I like that cute little flight attendant they had there on the deck.
But you liked Married with Children?
Yeah, I read in a book one time she had a problem with narcotics.
Oh, you mean the girl in the Love Boat?
Yeah, that girl. She yeah, I like that show. I used to watch that in Zoom. All right, you're in control, Scott.
Tattooed or not, sir?
All right, I'll tell you a celebrity, a famous person, tattooed or not, Kelly Ripa.
What is tattooed?
Yes, she has a tattoo on her ankle.
$1 for you. Go again, Scott.
Up for two, please.
Jay Leno.
What is tattooed?
Kyle, your chance to steal.
What is not tattooed?
Right. $2. There was only one way to go. Isn't that right, son?
That's right, sir.
I can figure that out. And what are you going to eat if you get it wrong?
BM.
God. I'm having a whale of a time here. Thank you for having me.
Go again, please.
I'll take tattooed or not for three, please.
Hunky Denzel Washington.
What is not tattooed?
Right.
$3 for you. We got quite a horse race here. I have a tattoo of Laura.
Where?
On my private part.
On your wang?
On the end of it.
On the tip of your wang?
No one has ever seen it.
You know what? This is exactly why they didn't want us on the air yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is exactly why.
I swear to God. I had a laser removed, though, when I achieved office.
Ouch. So you had her head on your head?
It grows. That's a secret, son.
Go again, please.
Between me and you.
I'll take new on DVD for one, please.
New on DVD stars Natalie Portman.
What is Star Wars?
Need more.
Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
That's all we need.
$1, you've tied the game, Kyle. Select again. You're coming back strong, son.
I'll take new on DVD for two.
Stars Elijah Wood.
I don't know.
I know that one. I got that one. I know it.
Let them play first.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
That is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God.
They have more.
Gosh darn it.
Episode 1.
Can't give it to you. Do you have the full answer?
What is Star Wars Episode 2? Lord of the Rings. Wait.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Episode 2.
Can I answer?
The Fellowship.
Fellowship of the Ring. Okay. I watched that. That was just like watching Chinese. All that crap going on back and forth with all the sorcerers and stuff. I didn't get it. Kyle, you're in control.
New on DVD for three, please.
Stars Adam Sandler.
What is...
Come on now, Scott.
What is Mr. Deeds?
Mr. Deeds.
No, Mr. Deeds.
That is a fine movie. All right, you're in control, Scotty.
The NFL quarterbacks for one, sir.
All right, final category on the big board starting this weekend for your Chicago Bears.
Kyle, your chance to steal. Scott's got a little lead on you there.
Oh, guys. When you get these wrong, I have to go...
Fag!
It's Jim Miller.
Fag. You fags! All right, you're in control, Scott.
For two, please.
Starting quarterback this weekend for your Minnesota Vikings.
Who is Rodney Pete?
Kyle.
Who is Dante Culpepper?
There you go.
$2 for you. Way to go. I love baseball.
I'll close NFL quarterbacks, please.
Son, do not interrupt the President of the United States when he's speaking. I was going to mention that I am part owner of the Texas Rangers.
I'm sorry, President.
You're more than welcome. All right, select again, son.
I'll take NFL quarterbacks for three, please.
You'll start this Monday night for your St. Louis Rams.
Who is Kurt Warner?
Scott, your chance to steal.
Who is Odin Lee? Odin?
Fag!
Mark Bulger.
Oh, duh.
Mark Bulger, that's it. The game's over.
That's the end of the first round, boys.
Who's
you did a great job. It is a horse race. This is I was keeping the score with my pencil.
Who's in the lead here, W?
Scott has $12. Kyle has $11. It means there one's got one more than the other one. So they're almost going to tie.
Here we go. Final low-budget Jeopardy. Your category is star surgeries.
Yeah.
And here's the answer. This movie star just had his appendix removed.
And we got one of them baby Snickers.
Hint. His last movie was Dragonfly. All right? This movie star just had his appendix removed. Hint. His last movie was Dragonfly. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question and good luck.
Oh, oops. Is that Am I supposed to start reading my commercial?
Yeah, hold on a second.
That's fun music, though. I like that. It's like a game show.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy kooky board.
All right.
It's locked up, Robbie.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my latest book, Fishing with W. A great story of my two favorite...
No, wait, hold on. What? Let me restart the music.
All right, I'm practicing to read. Contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy receive my latest book.
The stupid thing is just... The machine is all locked up. You got something, Rob?
I thought I did. Give me one
you
second.
You got it?
Still, he has no seal tail. He has no mouth. Moose ears. Hello, Joe.
Oh, I got it here.
Hey, Joe, say it for me, will you, please? You ran away. Well, that's treason, son. All right, I'm ready to read my... That's the only part they said I'd have trouble
go.
With is... All right.
And...
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy received my latest book, Fishing with W. A great story of my two favorite things, power and fishing. You'll read how this... Chief executive likes to unwind down by the fishing hole with his close friends from Crawl, Ford, Texas. Fishing with W will show you the softer side of the leader of the free world. Now back to Jeopardy.
Thank you, W.
It's
let's meet.
Cash for you.
What do you want to have? Burgers. That's what I eat in the White House exclusively.
Huh.
Burgers made with Texas beef. How about burgers with BM? I don't eat BM. Man, that is funny. No, I don't eat BM. I'm the president. I want to go to first here.
Go to Kyle Stafford from Vegas.
All right, Kyle. Movie star surgery. This movie star just had his appendage removed. Hint, his last movie was Dragonfly.
Who is BM? No idea.
Ah!
I wish you won with that answer. I'm sorry you didn't get it.
No. Okay, here we go. You can win, Scott, if you have the right answer.
Who is Matt Damon?
Negative.
Oh, man, that's too bad. Both of you got zero.
Negative. It's that loser, Kevin Costner.
Oh, man, but I like both these guys because they said my favorite two letters.
BM.
Ah! It's the type of game that Alan Limon loves to give it away. No money today. Guys, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is George W. Bush to tell you what you won. W.
You have won a Scorpion King prize. Pack the Scorpion King starring The Rock premieres on in demand pay/per view / and Comcast on demand tonight. Call 888 Comcast to order now. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a NFL watch from NFLwatch.com. NFLwatch.com has high quality watches from all 3-2 teams, including the
schedule
watch. Order today and get free. Get free order shipping. Yeah, from NFLwatch.com. Thank you both for playing the game. It's been a real pleasure and honor to have you on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. BM, sir.
Hey,
a good day to you, sir.
You're a good boy.
Good bunch, guys.
I like them a hell of a lot. Man, this was a ton of fun. Where's Robert the Angry Mailman?
I don't know. Listen, have a great weekend, you guys on the telephone, and keep us safe. And don't interrupt our show anymore with your dumb Donald Rumsfeld special.
But say a prayer for me as I prevent nuclear war.
Yeah.
It's important for me to realize that. And that's not funny, son, when you laugh at that.
I'm laughing at the way you pronounce nuclear.
We're talking about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Pronounce the word again. What kind of war is it?
It's nuclear. I practiced that day in and day out, and I finally got it right. I used to say nuclear.
Right.
And that ain't right. It's not like you clear a window, you say nuclear.
Remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Horon Incorporated, and it's distributed by King World. I've enjoyed my time with all of you, and I wish I could stay for the whole show, but I'll be going home and not eating BMs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, y'all.
President of the United States.
There you go.
Why? He liked the BM joke.
He listens to the show, and then he gets all the tapes and listens.
Likes the BM.
Who'd have thunk it?
That's great.
Now, here's where we are in the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to the weekly Pick the Pros segment.
Right now.
Here is the problem.
Hmm.
Jim Nance is on assignment,
mm-hmm.
or whatever that means. Jim Nance is unavailable. So, Lisa, our wonderful producer, calls James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
Well,
he's on an airplane right now on his way to California. We call Howie Long. He's doing a piece. We call Terry Bradshaw. He's in Louisiana.
Right.
We call Chris Berman. He's having a nice BM. Everybody is busy.
Yeah.
So, I pose the question to you, our listeners. How low did we go to get our two celebrities who will be playing Pick the Pros with us today?
Will this and other questions be answered shortly?
Yes, and we will take some calls when we get back from the break.
Very good.
And you can guess about how low we had to go.
Just like Limbo.
And I'll tell you, right now, it's a Van Patten free Pick the Pros.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay?
But we're talking about known people.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of,
oh, yes.
Sort of.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Known, and, oh, Rob, really want to give that away?
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead, Robbie.
No Molinaro.
No Al Molinaro.
No Al Molinaro.
Wow, very good.
No Dick Van Patten.
No Dick Van Patten.
Guess who's going to be picking the pros with us and win a prize? Call now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Why is it messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Oh, not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Out of it, back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Archer. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles did not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Archer's fault.
Always.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, as I mentioned, Nancy's not available for Pick the Pros.
Not today.
And we're thrilled we could get anybody to join us on this segment.
Sure, that's right.
Before we start, let me simply ask you, Mike, how does it feel to be in the loop?
I'm delighted. I'm very delighted to know it's, you know, I hadn't given it a great deal of thought, though. But it's nice, and,
I thought for one time.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, it's,
How's it feel?
It's nice to know.
Look at him.
Don't know.
He doesn't know.
Clueless.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Ain't it fun, Mike?
Yeah, it's fun.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I'll enjoy it for this one time.
So let's see if anybody can guess. We'll take a couple of calls and see if anybody can guess. Give me a music bed, please, Robbie. Like a nice two-minute music bed. And we'll just take random calls for 2 minutes. Give you $100 in cash if you can guess either of the two pseudo-celebrities who will be picking the pros with us tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, who do you think it is?
It's one of them, Jerry Glanville.
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is it Sonny Jurgensen?
It is not, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Is it Ron and Fez?
Nope, it's not Ron and Fez, thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Does it have to be sports related?
No.
Is it Mark Skippy Price?
No, no, good guess.
But you're getting warm. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is it J.C. Hayward?
No.
We'd only have her on the show if she'd take her wig off.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's Rudy Marsky.
No. Negative. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is it George Michael?
No, it's not. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, want to guess who it is?
Yeah, go ahead. Who do you think it is?
Larry Mathers. Larry the Beaver Mathers.
No, that would be Jerry Mathers.
Not Larry Mathers.
Either way, no. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Think.
Hey.
Think. Definitely on the celebrity scale, would you agree, Mike? Beneath Jerry Mathers, yes.
Is it Ron Talcott or Patty Martin?
Who the hell is that?
couple of local Sacramento DJs. I just won $100.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Not if Dynamite's
is it Marty Dance?
What, the $100 and he mentioned their name on our show? Yeah, it's too late with the delay.
What a shame.
Delay.
Yeah.
Nice to know that's a contest, though.
Yeah.
That some diss track he has. Hey, get your name mentioned on our show, win $100.
Right.
Hello, Dynamite.
Is it Ken Stevens?
Hey, Ken and Jeremy would really be a surprise, wouldn't it? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, is it John Wiggins?
No, it's not Riggo. Hello, Don and Mike.
Dick Van Patten.
I already said it's a Van Patten free zone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is it the Kiss My Bumper guy?
No, it's not. Don and Mike. Hello?
Yeah, I want to make a guess.
Yeah, who do you think it is?
Is it Heloise?
No.
No, good guess.
Don and Mike show. You're getting close. Hello?
Yes, is it TV's Morris Jones and Heidi the Toe Whore?
No.
Heidi the Toe Whore.
Don and Mike, hello?
Yeah, how about the two gay guys that refinished furniture?
No,
last year.
No, the furniture guys, no. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is it Waylon Flowers and Madam?
No.
Very,
not.
Very close.
It is not. Let me simply tell you that today on Pick the Pros, our first Pick the Proer is Kenny Kramer.
Hey, hey, hey.
TV's Kramer.
There he is. Kenny.
How are you, lads?
Mike, now you didn't know, you knew we had two, right?
Yeah.
You don't know the other one? I told you the other one, right?
You told me both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you were looking at me surprised like. Oh, okay.
Well, this was not one of them.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Shocker.
He's on in the next break.
Oh, okay.
He's on in the next break. Okay.
I'm totally confused.
Okay.
Now. All right. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, what's up?
Mike was looking at me weird, and
right,
I thought
right.
For one time I had told Mike
yes,
everything that
no,
was going on.
No, now I know what you're talking about. Okay.
So, Kenny Kramer and wild card, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Hello, Dr. Brothers.
Hi there.
Hi. I wasn't able to hear you, so...
I'm very sorry. Dr. Joyce Brothers, I'm Don. This is Mike.
How do you do?
And
I think we've had Dr. Brothers on the show before.
Yes.
And Dr.
You're either friends or masochists. I'm not sure which. Kenny with you?
Yes, Kenny Kramer is here as well.
Hi, Dr. Brothers.
Hi, hello.
Good.
Now, what's great is that I understand neither of you know a lot about football.
Well, I can't speak for Kenny, but I can speak for myself, and I don't know a lot, but I know a lot about the psychology of football.
Ah, the psych. And what can you tell us, Dr. Joyce Brothers?
I'd like to tell you, I'd like to speak to people who are not a sports fan, but who have a mate or significant other who is a sports fan. How can you cope?
Ah, yes.
So I think one of the things...
Everybody just has to kind of go along with this now at this point. Conceptually...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I hate to be like highfalutin, like this is some kind of art form, but conceptually it's funny that it's Dr. Joyce Brothers and Kenny Kramer.
Because it means a lot.
And that she thinks we're listening.
Testosterone.
Right.
A sports fan's testosterone level increases 20%. This old hag. When his team wins.
Wow.
She's wonderful to be on the show, though.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes, that is absolutely wonderful. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the insight. And,
and one of the things that you can do if you are not a football fan and your mate is...
She's just going to continue rambling
on.
She's
going to do her thing, which is really, whenever she comes on a show, she did this last time, and we did the same thing.
Trade me or play me.
Now, let's give Kenny Kramer some time. I know that you must have something you're pushing, Kenny.
Well, now that you mention it.
Here we go.
You know, my world famous tour?
Yeah, the reality tour. The
reality tour is coming out as a home video and a DVD.
Oh, my.
Wow. Just in time for the holidays.
I'm going to save you all the airfare of coming to New York, and you can get it at KennyKramer.com.
And that is where I, through the magic of videotape, you will take people around all the sights of Seinfeld throughout New York City.
And tell all the stories behind the stories. It's very representative of what I've been doing for these past 6 years.
Kenny, I will ask you one question.
Sure.
How do you feel about the success of Larry David with Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, it is such a funny show.
Yeah.
It kills me every week, you know? And it's just amazing. You know, the only sad thing is, well, it's not really a sad thing, because the reason it's the quality that it is because he only does 10 of them a year.
Right.
So he's got all the time in the world to write them and hone them, and, you know, it's all improvised.
I thought it's improv.
The show is improvised, but, of course, he writes a treatment. You know, he writes an 8-page scenario of what the story is.
Way to go, Dr. Joyce.
Yeah. Well, I've seen all but the current one, just the one the other night.
Oh, that was a killer.
That was where he was having a real problem because his Gentile wife wanted a Christmas tree. And I'm not going to spoil it for you by telling you what happened, but it was hilarious.
Nathan, our whole group of friends passed them around. The toughest one, though, the one that was...
Remember, everybody, it's a concept, okay?
He used the death of...
It's conceptual comedy.
Yeah, that was a killer.
Let's pick them. Here we go.
Let's pick the game, shall we?
We're going to pick them, and we'll go Don, Mike, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and then Kenny Kramer.
All right.
Our five biggest games of the week. First, we have Buffalo at Kansas City. I'll take the Bills on the road. Mike.
I like the Bills. They have the hot hand. I think they're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Dr. Joyce Brothers.
I'll take the underdog. I'll take the
What, a Kansas City or Buffalo, Dr. Brothers?
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Kenny?
I'm going to take the Bills.
Underdog.
I'm going to take the 3.5 points in the Bills.
Very good. Dr. Brothers, you wanted to say something about underdogs.
Well, when you're an underdog, you try harder. You know, sometimes when you're right at top and you're...
Yeah, but, you know, the Chiefs are playing at home, too.
Yeah, and that's...
You know... How about if we just turn our microphones off now?
Where's the train?
Game, depending on who's...
What if we just let them go right now?
When you're winning, you see a game where the referees have been fair.
Right, we're not going to come back.
Hard. And when you're losing, you think that the referees, you know, need a seeing-eye dog. And
they're going to think we just hung up on them.
But can I do a pick on the Atlanta Falcons? And the Saints?
Okay.
All right, I'm taking the Saints.
Taking the Saints. See, I'm going Falcons. I'll give you the 3 points. I have a system, you know, guys?
Well, there's
he's doing it without us.
You know, the scores, it's three.
See, they can't hear us now.
Right.
Falcons. 3 points, yeah.
They're just going on with each other, and they both like to talk. And...
So I'll take the Saints.
Okay.
I think it's their time.
Don and Mike, what are you guys picking?
Now we're gone.
Now they're going to know that we're gone.
It's just you and me, Dr. Joyce.
All right, well, then I have another pick. I'll take the Patriots, too.
The Patriots?
Or the Raiders, yeah. They're the underdog as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
That seems realistic. Let me see what I have here.
Is there any kind of prize, or they just don't beat you up?
You're listening to Dr. Joyce Brothers pick the games with Kenny Kramer.
And there's
well, I wonder what happened to Don and Mike.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. It seems that you and I are on a line together.
Well.
And those guys are off doing a radio show somewhere.
Well, it's nice to know.
Well, here's what I did. I have a friend of mine. I won't mention his name. He's a very famous comedian.
Yeah.
He's a degenerate gambler.
Uh-huh.
And I took all of his picks, and I'm going the opposite way.
Going the opposite way.
Yep. That's what I think. I got a good shot here.
Well, the problem is in gambling. Does anybody hear us, or we're just talking to each other?
I think we're probably talking to each other, because if we were on the air, they'd be talking to us.
Right.
This is weird. So they must have hated our picks.
I think they might have a technical problem there.
I want to mention the segment is brought to you by NFLWatch.com. High-quality watches from all 32 teams, including the Schedule Watch. Order today and get free shipping from NFLWatch.com, NFLWatch.com.
You there?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Are you Kenny here?
Yeah, this is Kenny. I'm here. Okay. Hey, guys, this is Kramer. I got Dr. Joyce on the line with me and no Don and Mike. What's up?
I'm not
all right, what do you want us to...
Rob?
What do you want us to do? Hang up and you want to replace the calls or...
Let's see what they do.
Well, I'm talking with Dr. Joyce, but Don and Mike aren't on the line.
I don't want to rescue them, Rob.
Would you like us to continue talking about the games? Oh, we've done about four or five. Is anyone listening to this?
Who is he talking to? Oh, he's talking to Joe on his cell phone?
I'm afraid.
Oh, the guys are just letting us do our thing. They're not interacting with us.
I think not
he has a hotline number. I think he called the back room on another line.
Let's pick some more games for them, as long as this is what they want.
I'm going to leave them on hold. Someone's got to tell me what was going on there.
What's that?
Lisa, come in and tell me now. What was happening? Was Kenny calling... On another line, was he calling Joe?
Yeah, he called my office number on his cell phone, so I didn't answer because it was a double ring, and I figured it was one of them because he called before the segment, and I'm going, you know, telling Joe just...
Now, are they on hold now?
Yeah.
We got to come back and thank him for a wonderful segment.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Guys, are you there?
Hello.
We want to thank Kenny Kramer and Dr. Joyce Brothers.
We could hear, and our listeners could hear everything you were saying to each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, how about that?
It was absolutely riveting.
We knew you guys.
How will we know? Will you call us back if we're pretty good on our
Absolutely.
You got it. Dr. Joyce, always great talking to you, and thank you as well, Kenny.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
All right, hold on a second. Thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Hold on a second.
Oh, now. My God.
For goodness sakes.
That was beautiful.
Why are we putting them on hold? We'll never have them on. Well, you never know.
Never say never.
I like
you. Never say never.
Never say never.
Yeah, but I mean, try to get a word in edgewise with that quadroon.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
When you have four people. When you have four people.
Quadraphonic?
Quartet. Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank.
Certainly. Yeah.
You know, Rob's got a lot of information in his brain. Sometimes you look at him and he looks like a dog hearing a high-pitched whistle.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I like that.
That was good.
Not in there. Now it's in there.
KennyKramer.com.
Yeah.
Just want to mention that. If you want the DVD in time for the holidays.
And Dr. Brothers at Chatterbox.
Something about testosterone, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. No, one point, Rob, actually, this will surprise you about Rob. He gives me a post-it note. Old signs says, rescue them.
Right.
Sure, look at him. Like,
you know,
Dr.
Brothers like 80 now.
Yeah.
She's 80 now, but she can talk.
Yeah. Now you're the friend of the elderly.
I never said that.
All right. Thank you, Robbie.
We'll let him rot.
Oh, thank you. Kenny, thank you. Joyce, F you, Nancy. Dumb girl. God, I wish. The thing is, we were supposed to have Nancy on every week.
Yes.
And then when Friday comes, Nancy is always saying, I got to be here, I got to be there.
And we have interviewed two people at the same time, probably even more, but those two only wanted to hear one person talk, and that was themselves.
And just remember, I know this is a lowbrow show. We ain't reinventing the wheel here, just remember this tonight. When you just conceptually, you'll think, oh, you know what, that's moderately clever.
The real Kramer and Dr. Joyce Brothers
concept.
Talking about football.
It doesn't get any better than that. And we've got another guest on the show, don't we?
Yes, we do. See, that's the problem when you tell Mike something that now you know.
I thought the guest that's coming up was going to be the guest during that segment.
Although he certainly would have added a lot to that
segment. Can you imagine if you put him in that?
We thought about it.
That would be great.
We thought about it, but we thought it would be over the top. But
don't worry. I'm not even going to think about those things.
There's your movie star when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it. We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me. I'm gay, so I want, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z. Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore. Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me. I'm sorry I raped that lady. Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink.
Bill O'Reilly. And, of course, you're listening to...
The Don and Mike Show.
Way to go.
Are they having a good time? Sure. Why not? Feels good.
Don and Mike.
There you go. Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Getting ready for your weekend.
Yeah, I like it when you run it that way. Right back to back, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
All of them. The whole week's worth of Bill O'Reillys. We have our movie segment coming up. Baby, would you put the next high school graduate and the family on the phone?
He has gone with his woman. He's out.
He's already gone.
Yeah.
Out for the evening.
Damn.
Yep.
Wanted to ask him about Jackass. I know. I talked to him earlier today about Rip Taylor's role in Jackass.
Right.
Oh, you know who was telling me about Jackass was my sister. She said it was.
Which one, Robbie?
Yeah. The worst movie she's ever seen. She was humiliated to sit there. It was torture to be there. It could not have been. She looked at her family.
This is like an advertisement for right now. What you're saying?
Absolutely,
baby.
But she looked at her family laughing at it, and she thought, what's wrong with them?
Well, all right, listen, I got to go. We got Rip on the line. I love you.
Oh, love you too. Bye, boo.
All right, bye-bye. Well, without further ado, here he is, the star of the movie Jackass.
And a good friend of this show.
Yeah.
Rip Taylor, everybody.
Yeah. Here he is.
Hi, Rip. Nice, shut up.
As now, I said, a good friend of this show.
Now wait, which one is which? So I know the voice, because I know the breath is familiar.
All right, now, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I was talking...
I saw the picture in the post office. Well, I don't want to talk about
it. What a bang.
Talking with my son, who tells me that in Jackass, you light off a bunch of fireworks.
I do something.
You do something now...
I fight off alligators with my hairpiece, and I look at the camera, and I cuss, and I say, what the hell am I doing in this movie?
Now, yeah.
And then I say, if they do a second one, Johnny Knoxville, it'll be sold Jackass 2.
Jackass 2.
How did you get in the movie Jackass, Rip?
I drew the short straw.
Really, how did you get...
Or Margaret O'Brien gets drunk. I'm not sure what the hell. It was one of those weird things.
Where?
You know, I've been taking out Anna Nicole Smith.
Really?
I really have.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see me on the Halloween show? We filmed it on E!
Really?
No, she's a dreamboat.
She's a dreamboat. You really?
Listen, not everything is funny. It was on the air, you dingbat. They have TV in Washington, don't they?
I'm laughing at you and Anna Nicole Smith out on a date.
Nobody else did. I'll say one thing, boy. She's still smiling, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
Rip,
no big thing, but however.
Who came to you? Was it Johnny Knoxville himself who came to you and asked you to be in the movie Jackass?
Johnny Knoxville, who had the idea, and he's the one that told all the boys to get into it, and they all loved it, and said they would all take it from the back end if it made any money. Well, it made $49 million in 4 days, and now they're still making the money. I wish the hell I had. I'll take $1.50 cash, and it'll never make the screen.
Now, were those guys fans of yours, Rip? Had they seen
your... No, Johnny is,
yeah.
And he knows you from, the Gong Show?
Like you all knew me, saw me, and laughed, and thank God, you know.
Well, you know, you are a funny man, Rip Taylor.
Shut up.
We've told you that for years.
Now, let me see if I got this right. Your houseboy used to be Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie still works for me.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That is wonderful. How long have you been associated with Robbie?
I don't know what's today. I don't know, about 15 years.
Wow. 15 years.
All I know
marvelous.
Is that one time we called.
You know, he doesn't get in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most important thing, he's efficient, and whenever I'm out of town, he stays in my house, and he got his own. But the best thing is, he says, how are you, not how was the show? And it's very rare to find a friend who cares about you and not the damn show all the time.
There you go.
Are you familiar with Dr. Joyce?
And P.S., my checks don't bounce. Leave me alone.
Are you familiar with Dr. Joyce Brothers?
I met her many, many years ago on Merv's show. We did a lot of shows together.
There you go.
We just had her on picking the football game.
And we were saying...
I love her. She's so bright.
We have Dr. Joyce Brothers on the show. We have Rip Taylor and our assistant producer, Rob, in the back of the room said, this could be the Merv Griffin show. And I said, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you went back and looked at the Merv Griffin show. You would have had Rip Taylor and Dr. Joyce Brothers on that show.
Yeah, they let Rob out?
Yeah, they let Rob out.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to let anybody know his past.
Rip, you were so nice to be our celebrity burger.
I heard that Rob had a charisma bypass. Is any of them? No, I don't know. I'm only asking.
You were so nice to be our celebrity burper. We wanted to speak to you when the movie Jackass came out. It's been out.
Right.
You're fantastic in it.
I've been working, thank God.
And where are you working right now? You want to get a plug-in?
Well, I did Bonnie Hunt show yesterday.
Right.
And that'll be on the air, ABC Network at 9, our time in L.A., or everywhere at 9, on ABC on a Tuesday, November 26th.
Life with Bonnie.
I play a funny gossip columnist.
Okay. Wow.
Very happening. So
yeah,
you are...
It fit the show, and she is so magnificent. I mean, it was total improvisation.
And timeless.
I followed Jonathan Winters, and
Rip
next
Taylor.
Week is Tom Hanks, so I'm in good company.
Wow. There you go. Now, are you going to be doing your stage show anytime soon?
Yeah, but wait, let me finish what else.
Go ahead.
Finished this now with Bonnie. Now I'm starting another movie with Rob Reiner directing.
No, I could do the same thing to him that we did to the other ones. Except he can
now. I'm doing it now, and it finishes December the 5th.
How do we get out of this?
Loosely based on a true love story. I know it's a long time.
Because he's a friend.
Loosely
and he is in the movie Jackass.
But Kate Hudson. Then, on the 7th, I open up
the
Rio.
Yeah. I know lying is against your nature.
What do you mean?
But we come back, say,
in Las Vegas.
Don and Mike, breaking news.
And then we go to your house.
Huh. Yay!
Thank you, Rip.
Don and Mike, breaking news.
Hold on.
Well, at least I'm working.
Hold on. What was that, Buzz?
Yeah, we've got breaking news here.
Hold on, please, Rip.
I got freaking wind.
Hold on. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Well, he's a good friend. And thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
God let Buzz slide on that. Give him a hall pass on that line.
Amen. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Give him a white line.
Rip Taylor. I mean, otherwise it would have been God knows how much longer of that.
Right, right.
You know what strikes me?
What?
That's Fez in 30 years.
Spooky. You want me to let him down easily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you please? And let's listen to that.
Very good.
Rip. Hey, it's just details about the DC Sniper. It's probably not going to break up. But we have to go. We will be sure to promote Jackass. And thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yes. Yeah, hard to get off the phone.
Thank you, Rip. Talk to you soon. Bye. I don't know what that joke was.
Okay.
I know. But he said, talk to me soon.
A little belligerent. There he is. Rip Taylor, if you've seen Jackass, he's in the movie.
Yeah.
We promised that we'd let him on the show. Can you imagine if he had been on during the football segment, though?
Oh, can you imagine the Dr. Joyce brothers, Kenny Kramer and Rip Taylor, all in the same segment?
All right, listen, now we have limited time left to pick the movies that we're going to review without seeing.
Amazing.
There are, I count, 5 movies out that we've not reviewed that are new. 2 of them new this weekend. Harry Potter.
Right.
And Half Past Dead. Also, we've not reviewed 8 Mile, The Santa Claus 2, and I Spy.
I thought we did review 8 Mile.
Did we review 8 Mile?
I don't think so.
Did we review it last week? Really?
Rob, I don't remember. You know what? We do so much on the show when Rip Taylor's on. I just talked like him.
Did we review 8 Mile?
I think you did.
All right.
You did last week.
Here we go with, we'll just do Harry Potter.
Right.
And Half Past Dead.
Why don't you do Half Past Dead first, because I know nothing about it.
All right, I'll do that, and you do Harry Potter.
Very good.
Okay. I'd love to do Half Past Dead, because Half Past Dead by Donnie. Because I love Steven Seagal.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you why I love Steven Seagal, and why I will make my wife go to this movie with me this weekend. For the same reason I go to Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Now, Arnold is funnier.
Yes.
But Steven Seagal is fatter and, if possible, a worse actor than Arnold Schwarzenegger. The thing is that somewhere deep underneath that caveman-like cranium, I believe Arnold really knows he's not good and that we're laughing at him.
Right.
Steven Seagal, underneath his Neanderthal brain, he doesn't get it, that we're not laughing with him, that we're laughing
right
at him. And he dresses in a kimono, and he does his fake karate like Elvis. And,
there you have it.
You know, when it says Steven Seagal, I'm there because I'm a fan.
There you go.
Half Past Dead. See it if you like Arnold. Now, that leaves Mike for the new Harry Potter movie.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets by Mike. I am a father of 2, and I am a part-time dad now, and so I get to see my girls every other weekend, and it's a very exciting time for me when something like this comes along that is not just a pure kids movie. The thing is, I have not seen one of the Harry Potter movies, and I actually called my ex-wife and said, please, don't take them this weekend so I can take them to see it next weekend. And why this is good for any parent out there, they will tell you that they look forward to seeing this as much as the kids do, because there's just a lot going on with the special effects. And I am very, very excited about seeing finally my first Harry Potter movie. We have all the videos. My kids go nuts. And it beats that Pokemon crap that I had to watch a few years back. This actually has a cast with actors and special effects and a wonderful storyline. And, of course, you can't argue with the icon that Harry Potter has become. An enormous thumbs up for Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. I'm going to go see it and enjoy it.
Wow. And, folks, we didn't mention this. We're reviewing these movies without having even seen them.
Absolutely. How do you do it?
Let me say, boy, would I have gone the other way this week. is given a chance.
Well, you know, it is my personal situation because I really, I have been to, because my kids are so much younger than yours are, I have been to movies that are painful to sit in.
Well, I see it from the side of just everything merchandised up the ass with Harry Potter. I'm going to wait for Harry Potter gets killed by the Sorcerer's Stone. That's the one that I'll go see.
And are you ready for my jive comment on Harry Potter?
Yeah.
John, anything that encourages children to read. Mike, and my daughter's 7 years old, and at that beginning turbo readings, you know, where she's reading everything, and she goes nuts for Harry Potter right now. So, I mean, I'm totally, I got Harry Potter. You should come to my house. I got Harry Potter stuff all over.
Harry Potter.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, no problem.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
What's that, man?
That's me.
He made it up.
And a Buzz, your lead story tonight?
Today, the now political Arnold Schwarzenegger used to pump iron and puff weed.
Speaking of Arnold. Hold on a second. Call on line 4. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, it's your buddy.
Who's this?
The Drunk Eagles guy.
Hey, Mike, it wouldn't be a Friday without the Drunk Eagles guy.
How you doing, sir?
Eagles fly on the road to victory. I'm doing great, man.
Come on, sing the whole song. Go ahead, Drunk Eagles fan.
Let's go, dude. Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our eagles fly. Fly, eagles fly. On the road to victory.
Yeah. I'm this guy.
E-A-G-L-E-S, eagles!
Yeah.
All right, talk to you Monday.
Good luck in the game this weekend.
Talk to you Monday.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Man, I tell you.
I defy you to find a show that gives you in 1.5 hour Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Right.
Rip Taylor,
right. Mm-hmm.
Kenny Kramer, and that guy.
I'm starting to take a shine to that Philadelphia.
And
I don't mind telling you.
You know who we just missed out on having on the show to do the picks was Jethro Clampett.
Oh, I mean Max Baer.
Jethro Bodine, who we're in a feud with.
Really? Max Baer Jr., I don't think he remembers, but I always call him and identify myself as Rob from CBS, and he's just so cordial. He couldn't join us today because he's meeting with the manufacturer of the Beverly Hillbillies slot machine. He'll be glad to join us somewhere down the road.
There you go.
Okay.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There he is.
Right, there he is. All right, Buzz has Arnold in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestbot?
Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I'm more buzzy, dying for buzzy. We are all crazy, 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 more buzzy. Brought to you by Duramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Duramax. Find our health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, buzzy. Buzzy, buzzy, buzzy.
If you get the Cinemax...
Wear the fleecy.
Yeah, nice and warm.
Somebody dropped off clothes, and as soon as they arrive, Buzz starts wearing them.
We scooped them up.
Way to go!
I'm
buzzy. It is fleecy. Anyway,
if you get the Cinemax, you'll be able to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger smoke marijuana tonight.
I don't have a tumor.
The cable channel showing a new version of Arnold's 1977 documentary about bodybuilding called Pumping Iron.
Listen to this. That's my scowl. I'm so wasted.
In the new version, he is shown smoking marijuana.
Funny.
And Arnold, who's talked about running for governor of California, could have demanded the scene be left out, but he didn't.
Voice the chocolate chip cookies.
Quoting him, that would not be true to the filmmaker.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie. A movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away. Because they want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Schwarzenegger says he doesn't toke anymore. Quoting him again, I have never touched it since.
I'm so angry, I can't get my fatty.
And then I says, where's the blunt?
Yeah, I have a son that is dying for playing with his father.
The Turbo
He's dying to have the latest of the toys.
Turbo
and he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
Dying for playing with his father.
The actor who played the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off has been charged with having sex with a 17-year-old boy and with possessing child pornography.
Oh, you know, I love Rooney.
Rooney? And that guy is a character actor who has been in like a million gazillion movies.
Well, he's in trouble now, Buster.
56-year-old
Jim. My name is Marvin Dawkins.
In Rooney's office.
George Peterson.
Please hold.
Ed Rooney.
There he is.
George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
You had sex with my son today.
Oh, I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
So to speak.
Man, that's a shame.
That's Jeffrey Jones, who's now 56 years old. He was arrested yesterday in Los Angeles and then released on $20,000 bail.
He's got a lot of pornography.
He'll be back in court a week from yesterday. Police say they started investigating Jones a year ago after a minor came forward and, quote, alleged criminal acts of a sexual nature.
Well, he'll be barking up the wrong tree, Buster.
The country's state of alert has not been stepped up. We're still at yellow, but White House officials say...
Sorry, my underpants, Buzz.
The White House officials say average citizens need to be vigilant since they are the first line of defense.
Yeah, okay. What is the state? We should get that every Friday. The state of your underwear.
Yellow.
Let us know when it goes to orange. In fact, let your doctor know. The FBI's warning of a possible spectacular terrorist attack. The warning talks of mass casualties.
You know what? When they say this, Buzz...
Yeah.
They think it's not like a fireworks show. A fireworks show.
Spectacular.
A spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's like, no, icecapades is a spectacular.
Right.
A terrorist attack is anything but spectacular.
Amen.
Like we're going to be going as the bombs are going out.
Right. Yeah. Bravo.
Bravo, Saddam.
And the extravaganza. The warning talks of mass casualties, psychological trauma, and significant damage to the U.S. economy.
Spectacular bombing.
As usual, transportation, energy, and landmarks are the suspected targets, but the FBI says it really has no specific information, just that it's hearing a lot of chatter among the world's suspected terrorists.
Buzz, the guy from Ferris Bueller, was he busted in Reno?
No, in Los Angeles, I do believe.
Really, we got a guy from Reno. Hello, David?
Hi, Don.
Hi. We'll check here.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Jeffrey Jones was part of that that group that was investigated and rounded up when Pee Wee Herman was caught when he was in that movie theater a while back.
I don't think so.
I didn't hear that.
I don't think that...
It was true. It was on the news that Jeffrey Jones was being investigated, but no charges were brought on him, and the allegations were about the kiddie porn and all that other stuff.
Okay. So they got into, like, the kiddie porn thing with Paul Rubens.
But Pee Wee Herman was getting his jerk on by himself. I mean, there were other people in the theater, but the principal from Ferris Bueller wasn't in the theater that day, right?
No. He was not in the theater, but he was part of the group that was investigated because of that whole incident.
Yeah, you remember a year or two ago, there was a Los Angeles police raid on Pee Wee Herman's house out there, and that they seized a bunch of videotapes, then we never heard anything more about that.
Well, I have it on good authority that he's in the arcade looking for Bueller.
Goodbye, sir. Thank you, Dave.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Why is a $47,000 house in the Detroit suburbs on the market for $120,000?
Oh, I know.
But you do? Why? Do tell.
Because somebody famous lived there?
That's right. It was the childhood home of rap and movie star Eminem. M was born Marshall Bruce Mathers III in St. Joseph, Missouri, but he lived in this modest one-and-a-half-story house in Warren, Michigan, off and on between the ages of 13 and 25.
I hear it's spectacular.
I hear it's
the house is spectacular.
I hear it's got a great backyard. It's really shady.
Narrow.
Eminem joke.
Eminem.
And a bad one.
I get jokes.
Yeah.
Slim Shady.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
Eminem's uncle recently sold the house to a real estate duo for $45,000. They're now trying to sell it for $120,000.
Have you ever met Eminem's uncle?
No, I have not.
He's Peanut Eminem.
The $21 million lawsuit.
What is that?
That's the end of the week, is what that is.
What is that?
Because, you know, I just figured
that's
bigger.
That's funny.
You know, older. you know, regular M&M and peanut M&M.
It's Friday, Mike.
I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
You're right, Buzz. It's Friday, Mike. It's like we have Friday,
Friday
Joe.
Mike.
Now, welcome to Friday, Mike.
Now, this will be last half hour of the show, Mike.
That's right.
Let me introduce you to somebody, Mike.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned!
Thank you. Thank you for that little demonstration.
Friday Joe, say hi to last half hour of the show, Mike.
Hi, last half hour of the show, Mike.
Hi, Joe.
Hey. But, so, Joe?
Kiddo. Yeah. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Beth.
You know, M&M. I really, you know, here's the real sad part. Yeah. I still... I'm sorry, move on, please.
The $21 million lawsuit against Michael Jackson continues in a California courtroom, and yesterday Jacko was 4 hours late to the courthouse.
I'm late.
He's being sued for bowing out a couple of Millennium New Year's Eve concerts.
I'm late. I don't have my period.
When he did arrive yesterday, he wasn't wearing the surgical mask he'd worn the day before, but he did arrive under a black umbrella to shield him from the sun. In yesterday's testimony, Jackson revealed he'd been rehearsing some magic tricks for the concerts.
Watch your hand disappear. Now, come here, kids. Look, where'd your hand go?
All I see is my wrist.
That made people in the courtroom laugh. Spectators get seats based on a lottery. Jackson's now asking the judge to delay next week's testimony because he's been invited to Germany to get an award for his work with children.
I just was reading something in the, I think it was the New York Post the other day about his nose actually falling apart.
Yeah. The New York Daily News, in fact, says it appears to have collapsed prior to yesterday's testimony. The day before, he had testified with a swollen face wearing surgical tape over his nose. His plastic surgeon says that's not his doing. The doc says he hasn't worked on Michael since 1998. Quoting that doctor's lawyer, we have no information about anything Michael has done recently.
I won't be able to testify because my nose has collapsed.
Yet. The guy from Ferris Bueller, he's behind bars.
Yeah, right, he is. And justifiably so.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying, you know,
right.
Michael Jackson is...
Yeah, they should maybe investigate him.
Yes, they could share a cell with the guy from Ferris Bueller.
Jacko and Rooney.
Other doctors say the tip of Michael's nose may have collapsed, requiring an implant of cartilage, bone, or plastic, along with a skin graft. These other doctors say at least one of their colleagues should have said no to Michael's repeated request for plastic surgery.
You know what would support those nasal cavities?
What?
Peanut.
The only thing more slippery than the proverbial greased pig may be the Sacramento State University football team.
Oh, boy.
Here you go. Get ready to dance.
Get ready to dance. Four players have been reprimanded after being photographed greasing their jerseys with Pam cooking spray just before a recent game to make themselves harder to tackle.
And you know what?
What?
Buzz, that is so Sacramento. That is, and you know the meeting before the game.
Right.
All right. How are ye? We have a game plan today.
Here's how we do it. We're going to cheat.
Everybody, get this spray can of Pam. Watch now. See how slippery shiny I am?
Watch, they'll slide right off me.
Now, even though...
Have a tomato.
Even though we know in Sacramento they don't talk like this, it's kind of the universal dumb guy voice.
Yeah, we'll just spray ourselves with Pam, win the football game, then go to the rave.
Well, here's why they're angry. The Sac State team lost anyway.
Peanut M&M.
Lost to the University of Montana 31-24. A Big Sky League investigation determined that the coaches knew nothing about this. If the coaches had known, the punishment would have been more severe. As it is, the offending players will still be allowed to play against Weber State this weekend.
Now we're cooking with Pam.
You know, back in the day, really, NFL players used to do this.
Right.
They used to put it on their shoulder pads. Right. Receivers were, and the guys like Jack Tatum for the Raiders actually used to put so much stickum on his hands and on their jerseys that on more than one occasion, Jack Tatum of the Raiders would intercept a ball and go to the sidelines and have to have someone actually pull the ball
out of his hands.
Out of his hands. And one time actually went up to intercept a ball, and the ball was stuck to his jersey. And he had to hold his hands there to make it appear that he had caught it. But actually, he had so much junk on his jersey.
Oh, my God.
He just got caught right off.
That's not right.
And Fred Biletnikoff used to put it on his socks.
Stick them?
Wow. Yeah.
So he could, like, go down there to his socks for a little
make one of those shoestring, catches right down at the bottom.
Very cool.
And I've got it in my underpants. Stick them.
Wow, that explains the yellow.
Right.
The Pakistani man.
And peanut M&Ms.
Let's tie it all together. The Pakistani man who killed two CIA employees outside headquarters in 93 was executed in prime time last night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And now U.S. officials say we should prepare ourselves for some kind of retaliation.
Spectacular retaliation.
38-year-old Emil Khan Kazi got a lethal injection at 9:07 Eastern Time here in Virginia. He had walked along a row of stopped cars with an AK-47, killing two CIA employees, wounding a third, and wounding two other men. In a recent interview, Kazi said, "In Pakistan, a lot of people like me. I believe there will be big chances for retaliation against Americans."
Ah, man, and that's what he says in his dying breath.
He flashed a victory sign as he was led into the execution chamber.
Good, he's dead.
That's great. The buzzer said right there. That's a happy spot to take a break on. That jerk-off is dead.
That's right.
And my underpants are yellow.
And I have peanut M&Ms in my nose.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They say the word pussy.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's fun. Yeah. Buzz's news brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer.
Pussy.
Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available in finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. He's no pussy. He's Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Everybody wants to leave a mark on the world. Most people do it by having kids.
I leave a skid mark.
Actor Dennis Quaid is quite the ladies' man, except when he's kissing guys.
Quaid,
yes? Quaid plays a 1950s suburban husband who discovers he's gay in the new movie Far From Heaven.
I'm a fan of Dennis Quaid. I'm sure whatever he did, he did because he has to, because that bitch Meg Ryan left him.
At first, Quaid says
he's got to do fag movies now to make his career happen,
well,
he's got to do it.
He is. At first, Quaid says he and the other actor went at each other, quote, like a couple of linebackers.
Peanut M&M.
But he goes on to say, by take three, it was just fine, just another scene. I am comfortable with my own sexuality, so why not?
Now, Randy, there's a fag.
We wound up doing the scene about 8 times.
Nice. Oh, yuck.
Quaid says kissing a man's not so bad once you get past the razor burn.
Do you see what you did, Meg?
Do you see?
You see what you made me do?
Do you see? Was Russell Crowe's D really worth this?
You know, Rip Taylor didn't even mention he was in a movie with Dennis Quaid.
Susan Sarandon wants to have a New Jersey rest stop named after her.
How about the Bug Eye?
How about the Can?
The Oscar-winning actress said this week at the film festival in Cape May, New Jersey, where she got yet another award.
How about the Lemons?
The state's already named rest stops after fellow natives Thomas Edison, Walt Whitman, Joyce Kilmer, and Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi, get the caramelized intestines.
Boom! Pack of fans!
But all those people are dead.
Have a peanut.
New Jersey officials say they won't be naming another rest stop until another one is built.
Scared?
From the body to the governor to the talk show host, Jesse Ventura's negotiating with MSNBC to have his own talk show after he leaves office on January 6th.
I'm going to have a special show right after I get out of this governor's mansion. You bunch of faggots.
He wants to spend at least part of each show criticizing the news media.
The news media sucks my big Jesse Duke.
But the network says the show's not a lock yet. Disney chief Michael Eisner.
Lock this, Burbank.
Disney chief Michael Eisner says he wants to air reruns of The Sopranos on ABC uncensored. Disney owns ABC.
Right, and Disney wants to hire us to come do afternoon drive for them. Right, keep believing that.
The people who sell advertising for the network are not so excited. Quoting one, advertisers would not want to be associated with that kind of show.
Right, a show that people watch.
In sports, Baltimore Ravens coach Brian Billick's expected to make a game-time decision on whether all-pro linebacker Ray Lewis will play against the Dolphins this weekend. Lewis was upgraded to questionable today after missing 5 straight games with a partially dislocated shoulder. Dolphins receiver Chris Carter's out of the hospital. He's expected to return to the game December 1st. And St. Louis Rams star Marshall Faulk did not practice today, but Coach Marge says the veteran running back's getting better and could play Monday night against Chicago.
We got to wire it up there, fleece guy.
And finally, a customer at a fast food joint in Sweden was upset when he
found out the restaurant's toilet seats got cleaned in the same dishwasher as the kitchen utensils. The customer says he went to the restroom and noticed the toilet seats had been removed. When he asked an employee about that, the employee removed the seats from a dishwasher.
Mm.
The employee assured the customer this would make the seat clean and warm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah, that's it. We gotta go. No. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourself. Next week, we'll fix all the crap that went wrong this week.
Crap!
Mike's band.
Saturday night, tomorrow night, Brady's and Manassas. Thank
you. Have a great weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
My cook is dripping.
No.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.